If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
First of all, how would you rate the program? Would you say it was excellent, very good, good, fair, or poor?
I think I'd give it a poor.
The next word is funny. Would you say it is very descriptive, somewhat descriptive, or not at all descriptive of the show?
No, not at all descriptive.
White people were blessed with the gift of structure and organization. You guys do a good job with building businesses and things of that nature. And you know how to tap into money.
And why does this delight the Negro?
How you doing?
Excellent question.
It's like a roller coaster ride of emotion in here.
And now,
and we're not safe. Swear.
You can't do that.
So not
you know,
this time.
We Armenians are like the n****s,
okay? Oh,
Jesus. What is wrong? Oh, my God.
How did that just happen? What's going
you can't
on?
You say that, Sam.
We just said don't swear.
Our feature presentation.
Oh, he's magic. And we've talked to him since then, off the air.
Yes.
And he's angry at us.
We're wrong. He
angry.
He just doesn't get why that wasn't a cool thing to say.
He's a comedian.
He's a comedian. He can say anything he wants.
He can say anything.
That's right. He's an outlaw, man. He plays by his own rules. You know that.
He does. And that's what's scary.
Mike, did you see your boyfriend at the Chicago Cubs game on the TV over the weekend?
I did. He's a
douchebag.
I think he chose the right career playing football.
Tony Romo, who is the quarterback for the Dallas Cowgirls, was at the Cubs game because he was born in San Diego and raised in Wisconsin. So clearly he's the kind of celebrity they need there to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game during the seventh inning stretch. And Kevin and I have led the crowd in taking me out to the ballgame, and I'm telling you, it is a thankless job. It's almost impossible to sound good doing it. Having said that, Tony Romo may set a new all-time low bar as he attempts to sing that song.
All right, Chicago. Let me hear you. A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball. Take me out to the crowd.
Wow. Now, I don't know if he's forgetting the words here or if the crowd is begging him to stop, but he does take a few lines off.
He's putting the mic out to them. Like, help me out, people.
Root for the Cubbies. If they don't win, it's a shame.
What the?
Let's get some runs.
Isn't good.
Used to be a celebrity could do something like that in public, and it might make 15 seconds on the news that night, and then be gone forever. But God bless YouTube, where every second of every day is documented now for all time.
Yeah, that is a bad song right there. And don't get me started on the seventh inning stretch. Don't even get me started on that.
Because it's such a wonderful and cherished tradition, right? But he's bad at singing it is all I'm suggesting.
I agree with you.
Where was his
girlfriend the second part.
Who at least can carry a tune?
Sort of. I don't know that
good question.
She wanted to.
I would have loved to have heard her do that.
Put herself out there
goodness
as well.
Goodness knows. We wouldn't have understood a word, but it would have been in key, you know?
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
I guess so, yeah.
They're quite
that's
the
your
pair.
Quarterback, dude. That's your quarterback.
Yeah,
that's your guy right there.
It's your guy. That's the guy you say, that's my quarterback right there. That's the team I root for. He's the leader.
Hey, when you get up every Sunday and put on that number 9 jersey, it's for him.
Your big contract guy isn't even playing football. He's too busy beer bonging with Nick Lachey.
But is he doing that, what we just tried?
That's true.
No, he's not.
No, you're right.
At the old ball game. What the hell?
I was thinking about the Simpson family and Jessica seriously dating Tony Romo now. I mean, they're getting hot and heavy. And Ashley with Pete Wentz.
Sure.
What is, like, the dinner table like there when he sits down next to Pete Wentz? And he's like, hey, dude.
He probably has a lot to say to him.
Hey, chick.
Right.
Sweet jeans.
You're pretty. You're pretty, too. Guys are talking to each other.
Maybe once I'm done with Jessica, I'll date you, Pete.
Yeah, that's it's embarrassing. That's
funny
all.
Idea. Actually.
It's embarrassing. Morning, everybody. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:35. It's Tuesday, the 13th of May. I see them
first. Tell me what's going on with the boobs.
What's happening?
Hey, Speaking of Dr. House, I got an email from a listener who watched the House episode last night that I watched also. It was the most honked up episode ever. And he said Fred Durst was in it. Did anybody else see the show? And
what?
Can anyone confirm that Fred Durst was on the show?
I haven't watched it yet.
I did not see it yet either.
I did not see him, but then I wasn't looking for him, wasn't paying attention. But I guess it would have been such a shock to me had I seen him on that program. But now I don't know if the guy just looked like him or if it really was him and he really was on the show. And if so, how did that happen?
At a quick glance, I don't know if you'd recognize Fred Durst right now, Bean.
Yeah, that's true. He looks
has
very
he changed
different.
A lot in
he's
the last few years?
He's black.
A lot thinner, and he has Kevin's hair. It's like
how dare you?
No, I'm serious. It's like a buzz cut, and he dyed it bright, like bright blonde.
Really?
Hey, look at me blonde,
at least last
right?
Last time I saw him, and he was like
that's pathetic.
Like 35 to 50 pounds lighter.
Wow.
So yeah, dude. I don't know if you'd recognize him.
Yeah, maybe not. But anyway, I'll definitely go back and look for it.
That's a guy who had some hits, but wow, did he have some bad songs?
Yeah, no kidding.
Woo, he had some bad ones. Some of his songs were not well done.
Not
is what
good?
I'm saying.
In the department of some of the worst.
Yes.
I mean, like, especially yes. Lyrically.
Lyrically, he is a retard. He really, I mean, and that wasn't it his second seat. He only did two, right?
No. He did
CDs?
It was his third CD where he really came out with the bad.
With the real bad.
The second, okay. The sophomore album was the one that with Nookie on it that just launched him into.
Right.
But it was the follow-up. On it, right? It was the follow-up to that one that just, you just listen to it and go, this has to be a joke. There's no way this can be real.
Yeah.
It was. And so he's gone.
It happens. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
We have tickets today to the K-Rock Weenie Roast Yay Fiesse.
Exactly right.
You say that right?
Yes.
All right. I just want to make sure.
Amazing Weenie Roast Yay Fiesse.
Yeah. Yay
Fiesse.
And there's no T in Fiesta. Mm-hmm. I was saying that wrongly as well.
It's silent.
It's silent. Silent T. Yay Fiesse. Doesn't... I mean, I make a lot of mistakes, but at least afterwards, a lot of the times it strikes me as bad or wrong.
Has Rodney never heard the word fiesta before?
I don't know. I mean, doesn't he think yay fiesta doesn't sound like any word
doesn't
in the English
right.
language?
Or Spanish.
Or Spanish. Either way. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
No.
So anyway, we have tickets for that, and it is going to be with the Powerhouse. Kevin and Bean Whistle Artistry, known
yes.
as Kevin and Bean Whistle the Hits.
Can't wait.
Yay! The people love it.
The people love it. Neither of us can whistle, and then you have to identify the song.
That's nice.
Good luck with that.
I should have looked at that memo yesterday and started practicing. I've not done that yet.
Oh, boy.
We got nothing but time, dude.
Plus, it doesn't matter.
You
don't
it really
get any
doesn't.
Better.
We could listen. We could practice.
Yeah.
We're still, we're already perfect when we come out of the shoot.
That's what I meant.
I mean, how are you going to improve that? Also on today's show, we're going to tell you about a new website, thingsthatareyoungerthanjohnmccain.com. Apparently the answer, everything.
Yeah, right, exactly. They could have just bought everything.com.
Matt Money Smith in the studio today.
Okay.
Sure he is.
Talking about the Lakers and why Psycho Mike wants the team to lose
mm-hmm.
and other things. And speaking of sports, Blake DeWitt, third baseman for the L.A. Dodgers. Now, is this his first season?
Yes.
First season.
Wow.
He's living the dream, man. This is what you start when you're in Little League and you think one day, hey, I'm going to be in the show, you know, playing the big leagues. It finally happens, and it's just got to blow your mind to actually be sitting there next to the guys you've been watching on TV for so long. You know, he shows up for work today, and Joe Torre is his manager. I mean, it just must blow him away.
That is weird. He must have, his entire life while growing up, must have thought, wow, that guy's
a legend, right?
A legend already when he was a kid.
Yeah.
Yep.
So anyway, we'll talk to him today. We got another edition of Internet Roundup. Got some great stuff on today's Internet Roundup.
Okay.
Some stuff that you will not believe. Also, last night was The Hills. Bean, how was that?
Oh, you know, how is The Hills always? Infuriating.
Yeah.
It is over for the season, though, but they did announce last night that it's coming back in August.
So oh, thank God.
The Hills lives on.
Because they have a lot of storylines that are unfinished?
Of course, yeah. A lot of drama. Spencer is a douche, though. I don't know if you guys have picked up on that so far throughout the first few seasons.
I thought he was really cool.
No, he turns out to be a douchebag.
That's
so I think we may have to have Spencer stop by for Spencer the Love Dispenser this morning.
Fantastic. That's coming up. And also R. Kelly with Chapter 1 of Trapped in the Courtroom.
Of course.
That's coming up just after 6 o'clock this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. And starting, I believe, at 7, the tickets that you win every hour on the hour, at the top of the hour, are going to be pit tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast.
Nice.
Yay, Fiesse. So that's coming up this morning. Ralph's Showbiz Beat is next.
Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat for Tuesday. First, what's going on, Ralph?
Before I get to the Showbiz news, 2 points to make.
All right.
Number one, I heard you guys talking earlier when I was in the other room about Take Me Out to the Ball Game, the Tony Romo.
Yes, and how dumb that is to be with here.
And then Kevin mentioned the seven-inning stretch, and I was so glad he did, but he didn't get a chance to really expound upon it, as I'm sure he would have liked to. So let's just talk about this, right? For a moment about how horrible a sport must be if they have to give you a break while you're watching it so that you can stretch and do something else before you take a second wind and then have to go back into the act of watching it.
Yeah, that's...
It's so boring, you need a break from watching it, not from playing it. You don't need a rest from playing it. You need a rest from just the ordeal of watching it.
You got to stand up and stretch a little.
I got to sit something and eat and just move my ass because this is just killing me.
They do it so that you have the fun of singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game with 50,000 people. That's why they do it.
Why aren't they doing it at the beginning of the game, then?
Because
you need a break from watching it because it's so horrible.
Well, you got to wake back up. You have to wake up and say, is there still something? Where am I?
Woo! I was having this awesome dream, but here I am back in a baseball stadium. That sucks.
Yeah, it blows.
All right, just want to get that off my chest. And last night on House, Fred Durst was the bartender who took House's keys away from him in the episode last night. Yeah,
it's funny. I saw him, saw that guy pretty clearly, and didn't even occur to me that it was Fred Durst.
Greatest House episode ever.
It was honked up, wasn't it?
It was awesome.
Honked up can be good if it's done well.
This was really great. It was inside House's mind. He was having these hallucinations and dreams and fantasies and stuff, and just outstanding stuff, including Dr. Cuddy stripping in a Catholic schoolgirl's outfit.
What? Yes.
Really?
True.
Yes.
That is true.
Well, all right.
So how about that? That's what I'm telling you.
I've been a little worried about House this season. I'm not suggesting it has jumped the shark
a little bit. Has not jumped at all.
Last week when he kidnapped the soap opera actor.
Hilarious. Loved every minute of it.
Wow. That was a weak episode.
You're wrong.
He can't be wrong
watch baseball.
In that he's concerned.
No.
He can't be concerned.
Yeah, look at him be wrong now. Let's watch. See him now?
Last night had the potential to be a disaster, but I think I agree with Ralph that they were able to pull it off and really set the stage for a phenomenal season finale next week as well.
Brilliant.
If anybody can do it, it's that show. It's an amazing
Brilliant.
Show.
Yeah, and I'm screaming at the television set when Fred Durst comes on. I'm screaming at the television set.
You're
my wife's watching
rolling,
with me.
Rolling.
I'm screaming. He gets an under five on House. Oh, come on.
What's an under five?
I mean, five lines or less.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know, which is usually what they throw you for, like a little mini sort of guest appearance kind of thing.
Oh, I see.
You know?
Okay.
Is this
like,
what Fred Durst is going to do now?
He's
going to
do under fives, apparently. Well, he thinks he's a director, too. He's already directed one film. He thinks he's an actor-director now.
Okay.
I'm sure he'll be good. but I just can't believe I can't get an under five over there on House. I got to talk to some people. I got to make some phone calls.
Well, you haven't really been talking it up or anything, so
yeah,
why would they?
Like, I'm not a fan. Like, I don't mention it every week. It's the greatest show on television. All right, something's going to go down.
You needed to be on the bus when Cuddy's doing the striptease
exactly,
and the Catholic schoolgirls outfit.
Let me be that guy. Just let me be the guy holding on to the pole.
Sure.
While she's working it.
So to speak.
All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Speaking of lame-ass rock stars, Benji Madden in the news. Apparently, he was with Paris when she taped her appearance on the David Letterman show and told the New York Daily News that if the late-night talk show host was ever rude to his girlfriend again, he would trash their green room. Oh, no, you didn't, Benji Madden. You're a madman.
Really?
You are out of control.
He's going to trash their green room?
Oh, you're an outlaw.
They would never cross that line again.
You see him going, throwing pieces of fruit, messing up the pillows. There. Now what are you going to do?
That's pretty lame.
Yes. Paul Schaefer could kick his ass. So he better be careful. Also, I am not in favor of Charlie Sheen getting married again.
You're not.
I don't think it's a good idea across the board. However, this news makes me feel a little bit better about it.
Okay.
He is indeed marrying his girlfriend, Brooke Mueller. And the cool thing, though, he says to the New York Post, look, they've got everything they could possibly need. He's got more money than God after this Two and a Half Men show, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So he's insisting that no gifts are given to them upon their wedding. What he wants everyone to do who's invited to their ceremony is to make a donation to a charity called the Chrysalis Foundation, which is an organization based here in L.A. that works on changing people's lives through getting them jobs. So instead of giving them a present, you're going to donate whatever the value of that gift would have been to this organization.
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea, considering he doesn't need another toaster.
Yeah.
That's worth a blender him, or whatever. Worth him getting married again?
I think so. Right. I think something good actually will come out of this marriage. It's not going to last, don't get me wrong, but something good will come out of it.
I saw that Two and a Half Men show last night for the first time in maybe ever, but it's not funny.
No. No.
I didn't realize how unfunny it was.
Looks like a sitcom.
It does.
Sounds like a sitcom.
Goes through all the paces.
No com. Only sit.
I find it funny.
Yep.
Guy says something.
See, there we go.
Guy says something here, Ralph, and then another guy over here says something else, right. And then the audience laughs, and then you go, what am I seeing here? Why are they laughing?
The rhythm of the show is written as if those are jokes. So. That's how they fool people, I think. I can't believe you came through the door like that. Well, that's what doorknobs are for. The audience says, nothing has been said. Not one joke.
And that kid is the worst kid actor I've ever seen on television.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how bad little Jake is.
They might want to, pare down on the craft service table, too, on that set. Maybe sneak a few salads his way. Because he's gonna go off. He's gonna explode
like
a bomb. Yeah.
You know, I don't watch CBS. I have a chip on my TV that prevents me from watching any CBS shows. But I happened to be on that channel last night because I watched BritBread on How I Met Your Mother. So that's how I ended up seeing the Two and a Half Men. But not good.
Didn't know she was even on that.
Didn't
again.
Either.
It was her second appearance. Yeah.
How'd that go?
Yeah, really. She didn't blow you away with her acting prowess?
Her and Fred Durst should get their own show.
No kidding. No, she was really funny on the first one. This particular one seemed like they brought her back because they got a ratings bump the first time. They didn't really have much for her to do, so it was a little underwritten. She's fine.
It seems, though, they got so much press off the first one, and I don't remember hearing this was happening at all last night.
It's not as big a deal, I guess, if she's you know, acts normally again 3 weeks later. I guess it's just not news.
Right. Oh, this is a great story. Have you heard the rumor that Hayden Panettiere is a lesbian?
No.
No, but I like it.
I want to hear all about it.
I like that rumor.
Apparently, there's a rumor going around that 18-year-old Hayden Panettiere is a lesbian.
That's so hot.
And so the London Sun tabloid addressed the issue with her during a recent interview, and she said that's not the case, but she's fine with the gossip. She doesn't mind the people would think that or suggest that, whatever. She thinks it's okay. You know, she's not upset about it.
Okay.
And she said if she was going to have an affair, however, with a woman,
yes,
these would be her choices.
Let's hear it.
Angelina Jolie.
Sure.
Certainly.
Jessica Alba.
Yes.
Kate Beckinsale.
Sure. Wow.
Or Charlize Theron.
I would like to see all of the above, please.
Just give me number four, please, with a side of wheat toast.
She's got the same taste that men do.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting.
She's
I love lesbians.
Don't we all?
Dave's not going to find it so funny when his green room has like a lamp missing.
That's right. I'm going to trash it. There, I messed up the stationery.
Katherine Heigl's done with Grey's Anatomy, according to Us Weekly magazine. Had an asshole of that show. She's done. She wants off. She's got her people trying to break her contract as we speak so she can leave the TV show.
Good.
Because she's in a rush to get to obscurity. She's got to get there. I guess she figures her hit movie, Knocked Up, is ready to propel her into superstardom. Maybe she should go back and watch 27 Dresses again.
I think she made some money off of that one, too, though, Ralph. I think that one made some money.
It wasn't a hit.
Yeah, certainly not in the vein of Knocked Up. She's terrible on Grey's Anatomy now, by the way.
Is she?
Well, her character's just so whiny and unlikable, and, you know, she's aging 10 years for every year, too, in real life.
Do
you?
You guys have seen her.
Do you only watch chick shows?
Yeah, what are your viewing habits?
What the hell has changed with you?
How I Met Your Mother in Grey's Anatomy? Who are you? Where's the pod?
What happened? When, you remember when you used to watch dude shows?
Sometimes, you know, the View and Regis are over. You got to watch something else.
Holy crap.
He's got some bad shows.
Speaking of Knocked Up, one of the stars of that show, and of course the star for Getting Sarah Marshall, Jason Segel in the news. Apparently now that he's a big movie star, doing very well for himself date-wise.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He recently split up, and I had no idea he was dating Linda Cardellini from ER. They were also co-stars together on Freaks and Geeks.
Okay.
Beautiful, talented actress. But now that's over. He is dating Young and the Restless star Adrienne France. And I don't know if you've seen her or not, but you might want to Google her and take a good look.
Really?
Because it's all right.
He's in an interesting scenario, and anyone he dates has already seen him naked.
Right.
There's and no backlash. Else around them.
There's no backlash. There's no, like, that's disappointment. Right. Yeah, yeah, I know you're not going to look good naked because I saw the movie, but it's okay. You're fine. And lastly, I cannot wait to get my hands on this book. William Shatner's new autobiography hits bookstores today.
Yay!
Legendary star of Star Trek, T.J. Hooker, Boston Legal, says that the rumors are true. They are, in fact, and were, in fact, during his career, Star Trek groupies.
Yes.
There were female Trekkies, he said, who would keep lists of all the cast members they'd slept with.
Oh, wow.
During much of this time, Shatner continues, I was single, and I had opportunities to be with many women, and I grasped a great many of them.
Good for him. Adds,
but never at warp speed. Oh, Bill! No, you didn't.
He should be writing for 2.5 Men.
He said, admittedly, there were times when I was with a woman when she would say, so this is what it's like to be in bed with Captain Kirk. That was definitely a downer in every sense of the word. I can't wait to read that. Maybe we can get Bill on and have him read some...
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Read some of the
sections from his book.
I like it.
I love that.
Audio book, because only he can read like
he
reads.
What did you want the man to do?
Read. Grab all the women he could. It's a good choice.
It's Tuesday. It means new DVDs and CDs are in stores. You may want to pick up the new Death Cab for Cutie CD, which you can
yes,
pick
I
up
do.
In stores. Narrow Stairs, it's called. You can pick that up. Duffy has a new CD called Rockberry, also in stores. And DVD-wise, Untraceable with Diane Lane, where she plays the computer person, the computer terrorist expert. Didn't see that in the theaters. You may want to check it out on DVD. Mm-hmm. I might do that. Mad Money, also available on DVDs today. Diane Keaton, Katie Holmes, and Queen Latifah knock over a bank.
No.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Let me think.
But then what happens?
Well, chaos and wackiness ensues.
Yeah. I'm out.
And lastly, if you're looking forward to Indiana Jones on May the 22nd,
I am.
Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull, you may want to brush up on your Indiana Jones lore. A box set released today, the Adventure Collection, special editions of Raiders, Temple of Doom, and Last Crusade, available also today.
So. I was trying to think about that. Which one was the real, just crappy one? Was it two?
That was the middle one. That was, it wasn't horrible, but it wasn't nearly as good as one and three, that's for sure. Okay. That was Temple of Doom.
Temple of Doom.
That was the one with the, those Indian egg kind of deals that held the energy, and he got brainwashed, and he was trying to kill Kate Capshaw.
And he reached in and grabbed someone's heart. Was that the same one?
Yeah, that's the one where the guy dude grabs the guy's heart.
Dumb.
You know what made that movie suck? I was watching a little piece of it over the weekend.
Badness?
Was Short Round. The little kid, little Asian kid, was his sidekick.
Oh,
rather.
Yeah.
Who needed that? Right. He didn't need him. He didn't need that kid in there.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, is never mentioned before or after that film. In the third one, they'll reference him. The first one, they don't talk about him. He just kind of showed up.
But if you want to catch up,
Dr.
Really...
Jones! Dr. Jones! Come on, Dr. Jones! We must go. No time for love, Dr. Jones!
That's the most stereotypical movie character that's been in cinema in a long time.
Yeah, it
I
really
was watching
is.
That too this weekend.
Yeah.
You're my best friend, Elephant!
Why were you both watching
that this
weekend?
I love you, Indy! I love you! No time for love, Dr. Jones!
It was on TNT. Or it was one of the.
They were showing like a. They were showing them a marathon of all the movies. Yeah.
Well, what we're saying is you don't need to see two.
No, but keep one, of course, a classic, and three with Sean Connery as his dad, freaking brilliant. Maybe we should talk to Sean.
It's a great idea.
Celebrity birthdays: Darius Rucker, often known as Hootie.
Oh,
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah.
Is 42 years old today.
Kevin's pal.
Yeah, Darius is blind now because Kevin blinded him with a laser pointer.
Didn't know such thing.
Yeah, so that's exactly what you.
Nothing.
Did. Stephen Colbert of the Colbert Report is 44 years old today. Stevie Wonder turns 58. Harvey Keitel is
also blind, thanks to Kevin, by the way.
That's right. Harvey Keitel, 69, and B. Arthur of the Golden Girls is 86 years
Stop
old
it.
Today.
86, she's almost old enough
for almost,
you, baby. Maybe one more year.
She just needs a little more seasoning,
yeah.
And then finally you can get your...
She'll be ready.
You can get your chompers into B. Arthur.
Oh.
Oh, man.
That's an ugly thought.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I just for a minute I was going to throw up. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
The Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup is just one of the great features we have for you in the Kevin and Bean section of KRock.com. Dave, King of Mexico, is trolling the Internet pretty much 23 hours a day, basically just looking for great videos to post. And I think we got a whole new batch for you to check out this morning.
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
By the way, have you watched Versus TV channel on satellite.
I've seen it.
It's where the hockey playoffs are. Uh-huh. And so I've been paying a lot more attention to it. And other than hockey, they have bull riding.
Yeah.
Right.
And bass fishing. It used to be the Outdoor Network. It's a horrible network. Hunting and fishing tournaments and just cowboys everywhere you turn. They're all out there spitting their chew.
What makes you bring that up, by the way?
The Internet Roundup intro.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. You're thinking Western. Gotcha.
Yeah. It's a bad channel. We have the Internet Roundup, of course. Bean mentioned that. You go to Kevin and Bean page, Internet Roundup, and these are a bunch of links, including Shaquille O'Neal talking out of his ass. You don't hear much of this here, but it's worth looking at.
You will laugh.
Yes, that's a good clip.
Where's that shot? That's not in a movie or anything? It's just him standing around with some friends?
I don't know where that was shot. It's a good question. But Fieldy from Korn is there as well, which is odd.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a newscast. We'd like to give you some highlights of local news. There was one that was up there quite a while ago with the anchor fighting with the field reporter.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
That was magic.
Yeah.
They were really angry. I'll show you how to do your job. I used to be your boss. Well, you're not now. What does that tell you? It's awesome. You think that stuff has to go on at some point, and it does. This particular one, there is a reporter. He's out in the field, and there's a cow behind him that's just taking a massive dump.
No.
Behind the news reporter.
I don't know if you know that we're showing you the business end of that cow right behind you, but the brown one.
Hey there, traffic seems to be moving fine.
Don't turn around! Don't turn around!
Timing. What is your secret? Because I've been doing South Beach and I haven't had that kind of action for weeks.
Woo! Perfect timing, ladies and gentlemen.
I like it when they all start laughing. And then they all kind of feel bad that they're laughing because they're supposed to be news reporters.
Right.
But once you lose it at that point, laughing about cow poo, there's no going back. They always make fun of Charles Barkley on TV because he will read anything on the teleprompter. Anything that comes up, he will read. Mm-hmm. Just keep on plowing through.
It's like Will Ferrell in Anchorman.
Yep. Wouldn't think a thing about it. So they wrote in, I'm a dumbass. They wrote that on his teleprompter.
And I hope you have enjoyed my T-Mobile Fave 5 list. I'm a dumbass.
Charles is the best.
He's so funny.
I'm a dumbass.
When he's the governor of Louisiana in a few years, it's going to be a fun state to live in.
That is going to be great. And there's also a clip up there from South Park. I don't know if you saw a couple of weeks ago when the when they were trying to get some attention for their internet site.
Yeah.
And Butters, the poor little dude that Cartman keeps soiling. They have him sing a little song and do a little video to put it up on the internet, and it's what in the butt. I don't know if you remember the original of that, but this.
I said what. In the b- you wanna do it in my b- in my b- let's do it in the b- okay. It's okay if you have a little fight. Don't you worry, I won't fight. Not that hard. If you want it, I'll give you power. Just be gentle. I'm delicate like a flower.
Yes, that's funny.
That's beautiful. It's somewhere Samwell is smiling.
A very nice tribute to that from the guys at South Park. They've been on fire this year, by the way. On fire. And finally, I put up a video of my man Bean because he gay.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's the thing about Bean.
Yeah.
And I, of course, base it on his words.
Everything he does and says?
Yes. He loves Barry Manilow. He's totally into that little twink from High School Musical. What's his name?
Zac Efron, who was in the front row at the Utah Jazz game on Sunday. I don't know if you saw him on the TV or not.
Did not.
Yeah.
But you did.
I sure did.
And you touched yourself. I put up a video about Bean being gay, and then he, of course, had to doctor everything because I'm so heterosexual. When he put up the new video, Kevin is gay, or they had to use, Photoshop, and they had to edit my voice a lot.
Right.
Kevin is Gayer is a new video just added to KROQ.com yesterday that you ought to check out. And again, don't misunderstand the way Kevin is setting up. Nobody's making fun of him for his lifestyle choice. We support him. We think it's awesome that he lives as an openly gay American, and we're proud of him, and that's why we put this song up as a tribute to Kevin.
I'd like to say this, though, is that if I were gay, I don't think I'd do it with Doc. I mean, I think that's a pretty it's pretty
you
safe
a line
bet.
You draw?
Well, I think it would be above Doc.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Ooh, me so horny.
Looking cute.
This is going to be fantastic.
Balls.
And feeling cute.
I want a good penis.
Want a party on my
you gotta do.
Homie?
Hold on. I'm trying to swallow.
For let me tell you, you're gay.
Ooh, me so horny.
It's okay. It's a present from Jesus every day.
Horny.
It is a present from Jesus every day. I mean, I think that's accurate.
One thing I've learned about homosexuality.
Get to have sex both ways.
Horny.
People, they're just jealous.
Hi, we're looking for Dick, please.
Hi.
Like penis.
Dick, please.
You're looking cute.
If it's creamy, I'll eat it.
If it's smooth, I'll eat it. And feeling cute.
Want a banana, you hot little monkey bitch? Want a party on my
What you gotta do?
Hold on, I'm trying to swallow.
Boy, let me tell you.
My boobs are great.
Girls cute. And feel cute. And everybody thinks that you are the cutest.
I want a good penis.
Look cute. And feel cute. And come on with daddy.
Ooh. All right, I love
penis.
The video is so awesome, and the pictures of you in the wrestling outfit and on the boat with Doc behind you. I mean, it really is so entertaining. And congratulations to Lightning Scorsese for putting that together and making a tribute to Kevin, our proud gay American.
Doc and I are going to go to Canada later this year and get married.
That's so hot.
Tickets go on sale for the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2008, Wednesday at 5. Tomorrow at 5 p.m. Tomorrow at 5.
I need tickets.
Tomorrow at 5.
I'm going to be there, right?
Only online?
You can hook me up.
Only online. So if you have a computer, you can give it a try.
Yeah, but you can hook me up, right, bro?
Nope.
I'm connected.
Right.
Spencer, you don't
Well, good.
You don't
you're
get
connected,
the...
you can
wait,
hook
wait,
you
wait,
up.
Wait, 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 wait.
Shh. Don't start that with me.
What?
Don't even start that with me, Spencer.
It's so funny because your mouth's moving, but all I hear is blah, 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 blah. That's right. Linda June.
I think you can tell by the voice in the studio, Spencer Pratt, that The Hills was on last night.
That's right. Yes. Bro. That's right, Chief.
And it's over. I guess it's gone till August, right, Spencer? And then you guys are coming back with an all-new wacky season on MTV.
What? No more Spencer for a couple of months?
What? Why don't you just shut your mouth, you dirty little woman? That's right.
Spencer, you're
insubordinate pig woman. Blah, 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 blah. Always coming down on the Spence dog.
All right. Be nice to Tammy. Listen, Spencer, I got a couple questions for you before we go to the calls at 1-800-520-1067 with relationship advice. If you have questions for Spencer Pratt, you can call right now.
Shoot, Benji.
First of all, what's going on with the photo that we saw? I think it was on Perez or someplace this week of you staging a Mother's Day photo op with you and Heidi's mom with a big giant oversized greeting card and the bouquet of flowers. What was that all about? Why can't anything ever be private with you?
Staged? Oh, that's just my life.
Well, clearly, you're out there getting your picture taken so that it can be in the tabloids.
You don't understand.
And you're way too happy and you're smiling too big. No, it's just not believable.
Well, too bad because Spence Dog gets followed around by the paparazzi everywhere I go. There's nothing I can do about it, Chief. You know what I'm saying, Captain? When you're a big A-list star like Spence, man, there's really nothing you can do. Everything I do gets recorded on film. It's thrown in the magazines.
You would consider yourself A-list, would you?
If there's an A-plus, throw me on it, Chief.
But what have you done? What is it you're famous for? You don't act,
I don't know.
You don't sing,
I don't
you
know.
Don't
Why
write?
Don't you shut up real quick while I take a look at my Air Force One Nikes encrusted with Swarovski crystals? That's right. I've done that. Sick.
Is it true that at the Hills rap party last night, the live party that they had on MTV after the final episode, that LC did not allow you or Heidi at the mansion? You guys were not even allowed to come to the finale party.
Yeah, that's the way they like to spin it. But more like I was like, psh. I don't want to go. I'll ruin their party. We won't. I was like, listen, Heidi, we just won't show up. And then it'll ruin the whole party. They won't be able to throw a Hills party. You know what I'm saying?
They can't have fun without you?
Without Spiggity Spence and H-Dog.
Wow. Man, oh, man.
All right. Here's our clip from last night's Hills. Last night was the episode, Spencer, where you found out that Heidi had gone for work to Las Vegas. She had a very, very important meeting in Las Vegas that she had to go to. And she, of course, you know, you guys were broken up at this point. She didn't tell you about it, and you were just incensed. You're talking to your sister, Stephanie, as you find out that she's in Las Vegas. And listen to how maturely Spencer handles the information.
If I tell you where she is, will you not do anything crazy?
100%.
You swear?
I swear.
All right. She's in Vegas. She's with her bosses on a work trip buying a casino or something. She's gone and she might not come back.
What do you mean she's not going to come back?
Well, it depends on if she likes her job there.
She's going to move to Vegas.
I know. It really sucks.
So you coming to Vegas with me or am I going by myself?
Think really hard before you do something stupid.
We're going to Vegas.
right in the car, drives immediately to Vegas to interrupt her important work meeting.
Why would she be so stupid as to trust you when you say 100%, I swear?
You ask the question, why would she be so stupid? She's a woman.
God, so I was
like,
so
you know, I found out that she was in Vegas, hopped right in the 5 Series BM, vroom, 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 headed to Sin City, Spence Dog taking it on like the Rat Pack.
1-800-520-1067. Time to take your phone calls for Spencer the Love Dispenser.
What's going on, Medina and Heidi?
I should be asking you. I don't know. I don't talk to him. I don't even hear anything you say. It's just...
Spencer the Love Dispenser! Spencer the Love Dispenser! Spencer the Love Dispenser!
It's just so stupid.
Spencer the Love Dispenser! Spencer the Love Dispenser! Spencer the Love Dispenser!
I just don't even know.
We're going to take calls, 1-800-520-1067. Spencer, do people stop you on the street and ask your advice, too? Because you seem you were doing an advice column for a magazine for a while. And what the hell?
Everywhere I go, people are stopping me.
They are?
You know what I'm saying? Like, look, when the phone rings at 3 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
who do you want to answer the phone?
You.
Barack Obama? No. Hillary Clinton? You want Spence, dog. Spiggity, spiggity, Spence.
I will vote for you for president.
Are those selvedge denim, bro?
What?
Are those selvedge denim?
I don't know what that
those
is.
Those look fake to me. Better take them back. Imitation.
Okay. Let's start with that.
Broke. You're broke.
Derek.
You're broke.
Derek in Tahunga. Good morning.
Good morning. I was wondering what Spencer would do if he was making love with his old lady and she stuck his finger, her finger.
Okay. All right. What would you do if that were the case, Spence?
Well, let me tell you, Donnie. Where was the last
Derek.
Where was the last place you ate dinner? What was the last restaurant you ate at?
That I ate at?
Yeah.
Probably, Sizzler.
Oh, sick! That's not even in the Dolce group.
What?
Oh, yeah, I don't even know I'm talking to you.
Well, he was talking about
you know what?
Girlfriend.
Get yourself reservations for 4 at Geisha House by the end of the night, or just, pew. Next call, Kendall.
You didn't answer his question at all. He was asking about the finger.
I think I did.
Okay.
I think I did.
All right. Let's go to Nico in Woodland Hills. Good morning. Or Nico. Hi.
Hi there. Well, I had this chick, and she dropped me a month ago for another girl, and I just can't get over her.
Wait, she left you for another girl?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
All right, what's this chick look like?
What?
What you got going on there, Nico?
Are you at NASA? What's this? Listen, the bra that left you, what'd she look like, brah?
She was really hot.
Yeah?
Was she
white?
What?
What do you?
Was she
white?
She was. All right. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
wait a minute. What difference does it make?
Hot
is hot.
No. Seriously. I mean, you know those people.
What?
But how does that lead to his question?
Because most of those people, you know, they don't come from Beverly Hills or something, you know.
And that's.
You mean?
That's right, Chief. All right. What you should probably do, brah, is get a doll. Get a doll, like a real hot chick doll that looks like a scorching hot chick that's real skinny with big boobs. And then just put it in your front seat of your BMW and just drive circle figure eights around the chick's house so she'll think you're with another hot chick, man. And then she'll be hating life. She'll be like, ah, look at Spence Dogs with another girl with big collagen lips and big, big boobies. Yeah. All right, thanks. Thanks for calling.
That's some great advice.
Thanks for calling, Nico.
I don't know that you're spending very much time really thinking about your answers here.
You did, actually. It's a bad name.
That's pretty sick, Captain.
Let's go to Frank in San Fernando. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
You're on with Spencer the Love Dispenser. Go ahead.
Hey, Spence. I was wondering, what do you do when you want to hang out with the guys, but your chick just won't let you?
What do you mean, won't let you?
You know, she just starts bugging you, you know?
Yeah, but you're making it sound like chicks have feelings and emotions and desires of their own. You don't do that, brah.
You know what I'm saying?
Think about it this way. Like, when she's talking, just shut yourself off. You know what I'm saying? Just, like, start thinking about whatever you got going on in your life. Denim. Hair products.
Denim? Hair products.
Visbin sneakers, BMWs, you know, bro? Like, the important things in life, you know what I'm saying? What it means to be a man. And just,
yeah,
like,
man,
when she's
I
talking,
gotcha.
Okay? So just, like imagine, like your brain is like a backboard in a basketball game, and when chicks talk, it just bounces right off. Okay, bro? And then just do what you need to do. All right, dog. Thanks
Pretty
a lot,
much.
Philip.
All right,
thanks,
Frank.
Thanks, Frank. Spencer, thanks for all the good advice, man.
Hey,
we'll
man.
Talk to you in August, I guess.
Thanks, Captain.
Spencer, the Love Dispenser! 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 Spencer, the Love Dispenser!
I
just don't even know.
We also have Blake DeWitt, third baseman for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
What does Joyce DeWitt know about baseball? She was on Three's Company, for God's sake. She was the brunette of Three's Company.
She does wacky comedy,
but she doesn't know baseball.
This isn't an actress, Ralph. This is an actual professional baseball player, third baseman for the Dodgers. That's who we're talking to.
What's the name?
Blake DeWitt.
Oh.
Blake.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah.
Yay!
Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat, 653.
Why do we live in an age when our rock stars are so flimsy?
That's a good question.
Who now?
Pete Wentz.
Yeah.
Oh!
Well, come on. What do you expect?
Pete Wentz and Ashley Simpson are getting married, which has got to be one of the signs of the apocalypse, right? I'm not sure who's keeping track, but that's got to be one of them. That's got to be in the seventh seal or something. When you open up that book, you see their pictures.
That's like hitting the eight ball in on the break.
Well, the San Francisco Post-Chronicle is talking about the plans for their wedding. And while most brides, I guess, dream of, you know, horse-drawn carriage and champagne and cake and doves and balloons and crap like that.
Sure.
Ashley's going to get a real treat because her boyfriend, Pete Wentz, is a huge fan of the movie Gremlins 2.
Okay.
And has announced he wants his wedding to be themed after Gremlins. A Gremlins-themed reception.
At the end of it all, I'm kind of a douchebag.
Okay. And how do you do that exactly?
Yeah, what does that look like?
I'm guessing you get little... What the hell were they called?
Those stuffed animals?
What were they called? Creatures around the Mawoks or the Makwas or whatever the hell was called.
Don't know what they were.
What did I do that for? Now I'm going to get an ass full of emails.
Email Ralph at KROQ.com.
Mawoks, you idiot. Someone look it up. Someone in the other room, if you're listening to the show and not talking to Matt Money Smith, look up what the creatures were from Gremlins. What the hell the names of them? Some Mawok or something. It's some little thing.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. A little animal.
Anyway, it's Gremlins 2, by the way.
Yeah.
That's the one he loves. Not Gremlins. No, no. God forbid he cares for the much superior original. It's Gremlins 2. It's the weak-ass sequel that he's nuts about.
Yeah.
Flimsy bastard.
Hey, bud. I just got the new Fall Out Boy song on my VCast phone. It gets me pumped.
Dance, dance. Gremlins, gremlins.
What were the rules about keeping a gremlin safe, Ralph?
You couldn't get him wet. I knew that was a bad thing.
That was right.
Very bad.
Don't feed him after midnight.
Correct.
And don't, I think, touch them in their special places.
They don't like bright light.
An erect gremlin would kick your ass.
I don't think that had anything to do with it.
Kevin's right. I think it was light.
Gizmo was a mogwai.
Mogwai. That's what they're called. Little mogwais. That's what you're going to see at Pete Wentz's wedding.
Yes.
Bunch of midgets dressed like mogwais carrying champagne on a tray.
Well, now you're now.
Hey,
sounds good.
That's pretty good. Hope I get an invite. Dance, dance. Speaking of flimsy, Benji Madden also in the news.
Oh, he's about to take Letterman down. Is that the one?
New York Daily News says that Benji is apparently firmly planted under Paris Hilton's thumb when Paris was at the David Letterman show taping her appearance. He told the Daily News that he would trash the green room if Dave was ever rude to his lady again. He would trash the green room. Dude, that's nuts. He would just go off on the green room? Remember there's like cheese platters in there and everything. He would just, I can't imagine what he would do to that place.
He'd turn that cheese platter right over.
He'd rearrange it, man. You think you're getting cheddar. Next thing you take a mouth bite, you get a Stilton in your mouth. You don't want that.
Remember the good old days when a guy used to, I don't know, threaten another guy?
Right. Letterman, I'll kick your ass if you make fun of my girlfriend. I'm just going to ruin your green room. I'm going to paint it blue. What are you going to do with a blue-green room?
Unscrew the light bulbs. I don't want to break any lamps or anything, but I'll unscrew the light bulbs.
Flimsy bastard. Yeah. Hugh Hefner has hinted to the press that he would eventually marry his longtime girlfriend, Holly Madison. She, of course, is one of his three blondes. You can see over there on Girls Next Door. That's
sure.
Yeah. Well, looks like that's not going to happen.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, Hef tells Fox News that he loves Holly. And he does think they'll be together for the rest of their lives.
Well, that's easy to say.
But
the rest of his life, at least.
Right. 6 months, right?
But marriage is not part of his puzzle, as he puts it. And he hasn't had much luck with that particular institution, so
he's decided
that he's probably going to stay away from that process.
Hmm.
Why would you marry her if you're Hugh Hefner?
Yeah, it really does seem like...
You're already putting it to her when you want. She's living in your house. You're the king of the world. Why do you have to go that extra step and give away more of your money? Which, you know, you got kids and stuff to give it to.
Right.
Let her just fend for herself.
Now, is he still having sex with the other two of the three girlfriends too, Ralph?
It depends on who you ask. I've heard now that Holly and Hef's relationship has become more significant, and it has for a couple number of years now. They pretty much are the only two who are having sex.
What's the point? It should have a point or something.
The other two are just sort of...
making out with each other?
Party girl friends. Yeah. You know, right. They all hang just out together. Out. But in terms of an actual relationship, apparently it's just him and Holly. But he was 90?
Yeah, he's getting
gotta
up there.
Gotta be close
not
to it.
Not bad
yeah.
for 90. Yeah, you're right. If you're pulling that at 90, pretty strong. That's all I got to say.
Did you see that he came out this week and said that when she turns 18, he's ready for Miley Cyrus to come to Playboy? He's like 90 and she's 15 and he's already counting down to when he can see her naked.
Well, look, you got to keep the business has to run, you know?
God bless him.
That's pretty much
God's
his business.
Need grist for the mill. That's all I'm saying. You got to keep turning and burning. They need to fill those pages every month. He's got to think ahead.
It just seems like you can sit one out once in a while. Hef, she's 15. You really need to be out there talking about how much you can't wait to see her naked.
I don't think he cares about seeing her naked. I think he cares about getting her pictures of her naked in the magazine. That's what he cares about.
Yeah, there's no creepiness at all for you guys that he's 90 and she's 15?
Yeah, for me.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not ideal.
That's what you're saying.
How about some teenagers?
Oh, Rodney. Come on now.
That's inappropriate at best.
We should call him Bing. Like they call Hefner Hef, we should call Rodney Bing. That should be his nickname around campus. I don't know. You're talking to the guy, Ralph Garman here. That's me. Oh. Who had the countdown calendar when Hayden Panettiere was 16 waiting for 19. So if Hef's creepy, then so am I.
No, because he's more than twice your age, Ralph. I don't know. At some point, it just seems like there's something untoward about it. But he's Hugh Hefner, and you're right that that's his business. I mean, that is what he does. He's not just some guy in the corner wanting to see her naked. He wants to make $1 million off of her.
Right.
I understand. He wants to exploit her, too.
Oh, come on. And Lindsay Lohan, I'm sorry, Lila, apparently had a rough weekend. According to the New York Post, she had a major blowout.
Uh-oh.
With her girlfriend, Samantha Ronson.
Oh, I thought she just moved in with her or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, and apparently Lindsay was seen bawling her eyes out at a West Hollywood nightclub after she got into the fight with Samantha.
Whores.
Her friend slash more? Anyway, they say luckily she had some good friends to comfort her while she went through the meltdown at the nightclub to comfort her and dry her tears.
Yeah.
One of those friends, Lauren Conrad.
Oh, that's great.
Good for her.
Listen, Lindsay Lohan. If you're trying to rehab your image and you want people to take you seriously as an actress and you'd like to keep working, maybe you want to, first of all, stop melting down in nightclubs, but that goes without saying. But second of all, stay away from Lauren freaking Conrad.
Seriously.
What could make you seem more trivial than that friendship?
Yeah.
You're an uneducated alcoholic.
That's why I've never seen a public with Psycho Mike. Because people do judge you by the company you keep.
That's right. It just happens.
What did I do?
What did you do? Only you could hear what we can hear.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Darius Rucker. Darius Rucker.
Let it go, people.
That's all I got to say. Hootie of Hootie and the Blowfish. Although he always says, I'm not Hootie. Then screw you. Don't name your name. Hey, you show Hootie and the Blowfish, your name of your band, and then you're the guy.
He's not Hootie.
He says, I'm not Hootie.
Well, who's Hootie?
No one's Hootie. Hootie and the Blowfish is just the cool name of the band, and they're all the same. So he says he's not Hootie.
Okay.
Bastard. He's 42 years old today. Stephen Colbert of the Colbert Report is 44 years old. Stevie Wonder, blind. He's 58 years
really?
Old. Yeah, blind as a bat. Harvey Keitel, 69 years old today.
69.
Never, by the way, rent Bad Lieutenant. Never.
Bad Lieutenant?
Never rent the movie Bad Lieutenant. I'm telling you, look at me, Kevin, look me in the eye. Never rent the movie Bad Lieutenant.
I've never heard of that.
No.
Sean Penn, isn't it?
No.
No? Who's in it?
Harvey Keitel's in it.
And,
well, I know that. I'll never forget that. Image is burned onto my brain.
No one has ever been more naked in your face than Harvey Keitel in that movie.
Oh.
Just way too much.
It's a
Keitel meat.
And it's not only just nudity, but like
it's
sickness.
Sick, rough, disgusting, in your face.
Crack rape.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, you don't want that. I'm telling you. Stay away.
Wow.
Stay far away.
From a movie I've never heard of?
Yes.
Done.
Accidentally, you might run across them and say, I might get this.
The Chief Lieutenant.
Don't. Bad Lieutenant.
All right.
He's putting it on his Netflix queue right now, I can see.
And Bea Arthur from Golden Girls. And of course, she is 86 years old today. Oh, sweet God's Lord sake. In heaven.
She's all no right. Estelle That's Getty, creepy. But she'll do until I can get Estelle.
Estelle Getty's got like Alzheimer's or something, man. She's
I know,
just...
so she won't even be able to identify me afterward.
Oh,
buzzkill!
And he said Hef is creepy.
Yeah, no
he
kidding.
Said Hef was creepy.
The end is near.
Bax is creepy, not Hef. Yeah, Bax.
Bax.
Do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available? Do you know?
I just checked Hasselhoff, and yes, they do have some vacancies.
Oh, good.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Let me tell you about Amber DeLosa from Simi Valley minutes ago. Had nothing going on in her life, really nothing to live for. Now she's got pit tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Rose Fiesta 2008. How quickly have her fortunes changed?
I'm sorry, what? Excuse me for just a second.
The amazing Weenie Rose Yay Fiesta.
Yay Fiesta. Oh, that's right. Please.
Weenie Rose Yay Fiesta 2008, right?
Right.
Tickets go on sale tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock. Win your tickets in the pit coming up again next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. That voice you hear in the background, ladies and gentlemen, from the Lakers radio broadcast team, our old friend and former sports guy, Matt Money Smith.
Check it. Yeah.
Hey, yeah, Money, yeah. How are you, man?
I'd like to sue Spence for stealing my chickity chick. Yeah, yeah. It's mine. You cannot take right. it. I own it. You can't
yeah.
have it.
That's true.
Money, how was Utah? You spent the weekend in Utah.
Utah. The people are very friendly.
Yeah.
Off the court.
Off the court.
But they walk into that Energy Solutions Arena, and damn, are they an angry bunch.
No.
Really?
I mean an angry bunch now, of people inside that arena.
The NBA, they have to travel, I would imagine, for more games than they play at home, right? Overall?
Overall.
The NBA teams, don't
well,
they play
it's 41
more?
And 41.
Oh, it is, okay.
And then, but you know, I mean, you're on the road, extensive day, you know, days in between that you're going from city to city. But yeah, and the thing about Utah is regular season, you know, you're like, yeah, okay, fine, I get it. It's kind of like a college game. The people
right.
are a little wacky, they yell. Playoffs, they are nasty. When our bus was pulling Friday. Out, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I apologize. When you told us Friday on the air when we spoke with you, you said that the seats get so close. I mean, you're practically on the court, right? When
right.
you're sitting up close there, and it's unbelievably loud in that arena.
Yeah, if you look at, like, you know, Friday when they go back, just kind of look at the crowd and notice the difference between any other arena. There's no aisles down low that separate sections. I mean, that the baseline seats
oh, I see.
Are at the baseline. The courtside seats are at courtside. And right behind that, it just goes straight up. There is no separation between where the fans are. So they're on top of you. But,
and that's different than most of the arenas.
Yeah, most of the arenas. There's, you know, there's up there. There's the fancy, you know, first five rows, and then you get a break, and then the next. You know, this
right.
is just straight seats. Mm. It is a giant barn with seats in it.
Excellent.
Excellent, yes. Now, and yesterday when we were pulling out, or Sunday, I'm sorry, it was Mother's Day, just to kind of give you an idea, and they knew it was the Laker bus because we were pulling out from behind there. Mother and probably, I'd say, three-year-old girl, face painted, flipping us off.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. There's Utah right there.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. A guy, I think my favorite moment, just to get off, you know, to finish with the fans here for a second, good old Vic, you know.
Good old Vic the Brick.
Yeah. Wears a poncho and a mink hat that says Lakers. It's just asinine the way he rolls to these games.
It is. It's ridiculous.
So he's walking up to where our broadcast is, and he's right next to me. And this guy gets right in his face, and he says, "Nice effing hat, man." And I mean, an inch from his nose. Vic's response: "Enjoy the win, my brother. Enjoy the win." I said, "Way to stand up to him, Vic.
Wow, enjoy the
really
win.
Put him into his place there." Oh yeah.
Now going into Salt Lake City, the Lakers appeared unstoppable with the way they swept Denver and won the first two against Utah. What happened besides the change of venue over the weekend? What did the Lakers not do that they needed to do to take one of those games?
Well, they were close games. You know, the one thing about the first two is there was never any sense that the Lakers were going to lose that game,
right.
either of those games, despite how close the Jazz may have come. You know, that you could sense that the Jazz were unraveling, you know, in those fourth quarters, you know, with all the turnovers and the Lakers, you know, cutting it to within a one possession game in both of them. Then, of course, Sunday going into overtime. I think what happened, one is fouls. And I'm not trying to say officials, you know, are the cause of all this.
Stupid officials.
But, you know, in games one and two, Carlos Boozer, who's a very effective player for the Jazz, got into foul trouble, and that affected him greatly. You know, once he went off the floor, the Lakers just went nuts inside.
Right.
In games three and four, Derek Fisher was bounced in the first quarter, and the fall off between he and Jordan Farmar is gigantic.
It is.
I mean, just to kind of put it in perspective.
I like Farmar, but he's not quite.
He's having an awful series, yeah. to put it nicely. I mean, awful. He was a, you know, to use a hockey term, the old plus minus, you know, yeah. how your team does when you're on the court. It's an overtime game, right? 1 point would have made a difference for the Lakers at the end of the game. Jordan Farmar was a minus 19. In that game,
ouch,
that's how
dude.
Bad he played. So that was the most glaring number that kind of stood out to me in that particular contest. As long as Derek Fisher can stay on the floor, I think they are a much better team.
So the Lakers lose Friday, the Lakers lose Sunday. Now it's 2-2.
Yeah.
They come back tomorrow night.
They right? come back tomorrow night. Yeah, tomorrow night, 7:30 tip.
Maybe you could answer this question. Why, when Derek Fisher was on fire, like 3 three-pointers in a minute or something, did they not continue to get him the ball?
That is, and you know, the other side of that, too, in that fourth quarter round was Lamar. Lamar was destroying anyone
right.
that tried to guard him. Carlos
right.
Boozer couldn't go out on him. Kirilenko couldn't deal with him down low, underneath the basket, and they went away with it in the fourth quarter. And that is, you know, the good and the bad, the dichotomy of Kobe Bryant. You know, he is a guy that can score 10 points in 2 minutes and get you right back into a game, but if he's off,
which he was because his back hurt or
that's
whatever.
That's still his mindset is yeah. I'm going to win this game. And he took 7 shots and missed 6 of them in the overtime. And that was,
yeah,
you know, and there's, you know, the popular thing to do is make it a Kobe Bryant issue. For me personally, I think it's everyone's responsibility. You know, Derek Fisher has 3 rings. Derek Fisher was in the Western Conference Finals last year. He's got to grab Kobe and say, look, dude, you can't jump. Andre Kirilenko's blocking shots from behind you.
Right, and then mouth it off
give
about it.
Give me the ball, you know, and I think that's kind of what happens.
Money, I don't know much about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but do the Mormons have some sort of voodoo thing that they did to his back? I mean, do they have a capability of that?
The only thing I can think of is that there was some overriding power that cursed the Lakers for making the Jazz play on Sunday. It was the first time they played a Sunday game at home.
In Salt Lake, right?
Since 2001.
No because they, kidding.
Because yeah. that day is holy and they yes. don't schedule events on
right.
a Sunday.
And because of that, there were a lot of Laker fans there, a lot more than on Friday night. I mean, I'd say probably 1,000 to 1,500 Laker fans in that building.
Okay.
Had they ever seen a Mexican before?
You know what? Wait, that's a game. That's a game you can play when
yes.
you're in Utah. Find the minority.
Okay. Right.
And I'm not kidding. On Friday night, I started counting. And
I laughed out loud watching some of that game because all of the black people were on the court.
Yeah.
100% of them.
Unless they are friends or family of the players, which are
right.
you know real close, and you can kind of see that they're all seated together.
Right.
And I got to 6. I'm not kidding.
Outside, 6 total.
Outside of the first 10 rows, as I looked around that lower bowl, I got to 6. It
yeah.
was pretty fun. And I think my favorite part was their stupid mascot, that bear that's always riding motorcycles and sledding all over the place, is
yeah.
booting basketballs into the stands, just a sea of white people. And it goes into this one section, and where I had found 2 minorities, dude jumps, gets the basketball.
Yes.
Athletically dominates the white people.
And they signed him immediately.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
And you know
all
who
right.
was there Sunday? Oh, you want to?
Who was there? We have to take a break. Yes, yeah. I do know who was
yeah.
there. And yes,
yeah.
I freeze-framed it on my TiVo. Believe me. 718, former sports guy Money now with the Laker radio broadcast team is here. We're going to talk more about tomorrow night. And also, Money, I don't know if you know this young Blake DeWitt, who's been lighting up the Dodgers at third base this year. We're talking to him next hour, too. That's all coming up straight ahead on the world-famous K-Rock.
That's a Marcy Playground song called Sex and Candy right there.
Playing the Weenie Roast?
We're not allowed to announce it. Too big.
Ah.
That's a surprise.
Too big. Too many tickets. Speaking of the K-Rock Weenie Roast, DFS, the 2008, yeah, you can win your tickets in the pit coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, and then we'll give you a chance to earn them. We're going to play a game in the 8 o'clock hour where you not only win tickets to see that, we'll throw in a pair of tickets to see Metallica at the Wiltern in a pre-Weenie warm-up show. How great would that be, by the way?
Pretty cool.
So all of that still coming up on the Kevin Amin Show. First, though, former sports guy now with the Lakers radio broadcast team, Matt Money Smith in studio, looking forward to the playoffs. Are you at all nervous about the games being played tomorrow night at
Staples? A little bit. Yeah, you know, Kobe tweaked his back.
Yeah.
And, again, one of the great things about Kobe, the fact that he can even play, you know, despite not being able to jump and be somewhat effective. So the good thing is there's 3 days. You know, it was a midday game, so they were done at like 4, and, you know, 7:30 tip tomorrow. That should give him enough time.
What kind of magical medical voodoo do they have in the NBA? I mean,
all kinds of stuff, man.
I mean, give him shots so he can't feel it, or what's the
there's just such
steroids?
There's so much hands on. You know, there's so many trainers and doctors, and you know, you just have, and plus they're, you know, the foremost authority in their field. So it's
right.
kind of like whatever you need, you've got the best in the business to take care of you. And that happened immediately following that game.
It did. Okay.
It already started. So you assume that he'll be all right. And plus, you know, I was told that, and I think this is probably just, you know, public knowledge, is that Kobe is a quick healer. Always has been. You know, he's got one of those bodies that seems to respond to treatment and gets better quicker than most people.
And one of those minds that can somehow ignore it when,
that is true.
When it's not. So game five is here.
Yep.
Game six is there.
Game six is Friday. And if there's a game seven, it would be Sunday.
At Staples.
Yep, at Staples.
Fantastic.
And you Kobe's... know, Phil brought up a good point. You know, when they lost that game on Friday, we were talking to him, and, well, what does it mean now that the series 2-1? Well, it means we play five games. And if we lose on Sunday, it'll mean that we play six games. He said, you know, the only thing that you really have to make a big deal about in the postseason is when a team loses a game on its home court. Because otherwise, it's just kind of plays to the way it's supposed to play out.
Oh, I see. So they're supposed to win at home. We're supposed to win at home.
Right.
We win.
And that's why we have four at home, and they have three, and that's the edge. And that's why we got home court, and we're favored.
I got you.
Let me ask you this, and we sure could have used you yesterday because we had a raging debate going on about Mike's participation in the Lakers' losses over the weekend.
Mike's got the lucky shoes.
Yeah. And he's been really mouthing off, taking all the credit for every time they win and he's got the lucky shoes on. He believes it's because of him. He thinks his shoes are 90%, maybe whatever the Lakers did out on the court is 10% of responsibility for the win. However, this weekend, he watched Friday night's game, for instance, with the lucky shoes, and they lost, okay? So was the call for him to abandon the lucky shoes or try the lucky shoes again on Sunday? Because whatever he did, it did not pay off.
Well, it was the topic on the plane. On the
it
way
was.
Home. Yes.
You're
I mean, Luke
kidding.
Was talking to me about it, and then Sasha's, you know, he busted up his toe.
About Mike's shoes?
And he said, can you call Mike and find out if he wore shoes? I said, yeah, I'll call him, Sasha. I mean, maybe he didn't. That's why your toe's all busted up now.
But
yeah.
We found out yesterday that it wasn't just Mike's shoes. There were several Laker fans, hardcore fans. We had them call in and take responsibility for the loss.
Did any of them hide under blankets and
you heard
did
that.
Not
yes.
No, I didn't. I just hear that's the most effective means that if you hide under a blanket and just listen.
There was a girl who in the fourth quarter hides under a blanket when the Lakers are behind and she decided not to, and I blame it on her.
And there was another guy who they always win whenever he watches it at the gym, but because of other plans, including Mother's Day this weekend, he did not watch either game at the gym, and therefore they lost them both. So he's convinced that he played a part in the loss.
Everyone's got to do their part.
They do, yeah.
I know. So what should Mike do about this week, though, now that he's kind of broken the string of wins with the shoes? Should he wear the shoes tomorrow, or should he switch it up and do something else?
Here's what I think you should do. He should take the shoes off.
Okay.
He should get a ticket from Cleveland to L.A. and get LeBron's mom on the baseline, put the magic shoes on her, and if anyone tries to F with Kobe's back, she can step to him in the magic shoes.
Let's talk about that. I don't know how many people saw that, but LeBron James was playing, and he got fouled hard.
As he has this entire series. They've been beating the crap out of the poor
dude. He was about
to
do a layup. They pretty much just grabbed him and kept him from jumping.
Right.
And LeBron's mom was right there, and she jumped up, and she was ready to throw down.
No. Yeah, she got in Paul Pierce's face.
Right in his face. And quick.
How could she get in his face? How tall is he?
Way taller.
Well,
yeah, way
she.
Taller.
She's short.
She was chest bumping him. You know? She knew. She knows the MO for NBA players.
Oh,
first you talk trash, then you chest bump, then it gets broken up.
But LeBron, who's a tough guy and knows how to take a beating, I mean, he pretty much told her to sit the hell down. What did he say exactly?
He said,
sit your ass down!
Oh, my
exactly
God.
That. Twice.
Sit
and they caught that
down.
On camera. And after the game, when asked about what he said to his mom, he says, oh, me and moms are tight.
But
really?
As an NBA player, you don't want mom getting
oh,
in action.
God, no.
I mean, really, you don't.
I mean, think about it. Every time you're on the free throw line for the rest of the series, you got KG or Paul Pierce or Allen saying, hey, man, your mom going to help you make that free throw?
Oh.
Yeah, sit your ass down to it. And then being consoled by Kevin Garnett. Oh, Mama LeBron, it's okay. It's just a hard foul. Sit down now. I mean, really one of the great
Kevin
moments
Garnett
of the postseason.
From the opposing team,
from
by
the
Celtics,
way.
For those
yes.
of you who don't know, he's not even on his team. He's over there going, come
no.
on now.
It's all right, Mama LeBron. It's just a hard foul. That's all that was. Ain't no malice there. Yeah, it was quite remarkable.
So what? Let's say that Mike can't work out a deal to bring Mama LeBron here
and put his magic shoes on her to step to the Jazz.
Then what should he do tomorrow night? I mean, do you make the change?
Well, now, Mike, I've seen Mike at a lot of Laker games. Are you going to the game tomorrow night?
Okay. He is? Okay.
Now, have you worn the magic shoes to the game?
Every time, and every time I've worn these particular magic shoes at Staples Center, it's 100% victory.
Here's what we got to do. You wear the shoes tomorrow to the game.
Okay.
You then, after the game, after the victory, bring the shoes to me during post-game right there at aisle 13.
Okay.
I will then wear them to Utah. Oh, good.
And that way,
transfer of shoes.
Maybe the Magic shoes have to be in the presence of the Lakers.
Good.
As opposed to
what size?
These are 11s.
What size?
11.
Fantastic.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right, so you can bring them there. Fantastic.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I will wear them in Utah, and we'll see if, in fact, they just have to be in the. And before you know it, I mean, I could be taking these shoes to San Antonio or New Orleans, or Boston, or Cleveland.
About.
They'll just go.
Okay.
I mean, they'll be on the damn charter with us.
Done.
And then you'll put them around the championship statue.
I'm just, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sneak into, how about Roni's locker? You know, and I'll take Roni's Nikes and I'll put the Magic shoes in there. And before you know it, he's on
notice.
The floor. I mean, I know the guy wears 17s. We'll figure out how to get him to squeeze into those 11s. He'll actually play with the Magic shoes on and it'll be over.
But I insist you do what I do when I go to the games, and that's throw them at money while doing his report.
You just tie them together by rifle them like a
rifle them.
Boomerang. Okay.
I'm not kidding you. One time I was there, I threw, I don't know, some kind of popcorn or something at money. He was talking, didn't look up, grabbed the popcorn out of the air, threw it back at me, hit me in the face, and kept talking.
He's
good. It was amazing.
Part of that sports radio crew now. That's what we're supposed to do.
All right. Well, it's very exciting, money. What time does your radio broadcast hit the air tomorrow?
We will be on the air at 3:30 from Staples Center. Pre-game will start at 6:30. Tips at 7:30. And when I go back to Utah, Bean, I'm going to try and hook up with that Zac Efron for you. All right,
would
I'm going to see what I can do.
What are you talking about? Is that who was there?
Efron and Hudgens and Corbin
Hudgens,
Blue. The whole crew were there. Blue was rocking a Kobe jersey. But I was told by our statistician that I didn't know this. They filmed all the High School Musicals at a school right there outside of Salt Lake City. So
that is correct.
They've
kind
of been regulars around town. So what I'm going to try to do.
Maybe we need to get the High School Musical twinks to stop wearing Lakers stuff.
That's
what we're looking
at. That could be what it was. But I'm going to try and get him to call the Afro line.
By the way,
if I can hook up with him.
In our circle, Corbin Blue's known as Black Efron.
Black Efron. Gotcha. Okay. No, that makes sense.
Well, have fun tomorrow. We'll keep our fingers crossed, Money. Great to see you, dude. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Started about 45 minutes ago giving away tickets to the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta in the pit.
Yay Fiesta? Is that what you said?
Yay Fiesta.
Thank you.
I believe
that's
what I meant to say.
People won't know what you're talking about.
I know, you're right.
The amazing weenie roast. Yay Fiesta.
Okay, so anyway, in the pit at the top of every hour today, so keep listening for that.
Well, the senior senator from Arizona, John McCain, is the presumptive Republican nominee for president of the United States. And a lot of people have looked at him and said, I think he may be old.
Well, I think that's a given, is that he's old, just whether he can do it or not.
How damn old is he?
Right.
But the thing is, and I like Senator McCain, and 71, some people can be 71 and pull it off. Some people are 71 and they got no business driving a car, much less running
the
country.
True.
I don't know yet how Senator McCain's going to be. He seems to certainly be holding up pretty well campaigning. I mean, he seems to be keeping a brutal schedule and manages to seem fine. But there are a lot of people who have raised questions. In case you're wondering, he will be the oldest man ever to swear in as president of the United States for first term if he wins. He'll be 72, I guess, at the time he takes the oath of office in January. And there's a new website out called Things Younger Than John McCain.com, which is actually very funny. And we thought we'd run down some of the stuff on it with the senator from Arizona who's on the line with us right now. Good morning, Mr. McCain.
Good morning.
How you feeling today, sir?
I feel young.
Okay. Have you heard about this site, Things Younger Than John McCain.com?
Yes, I've heard about the site, Things Younger Than John McCain.com.
You find it funny, I take it.
Oh, yeah. I take it hilarious.
I mean, as an example, when you were born, there were only 48 states in the union. And some people look at that and go, well, if he's older than Alaska and Hawaii, maybe he's too old to be president.
Oh, hearty har har har. Aren't you a funny little hippie?
Well, I mean, that's on the website. We're not making that up.
Oh.
It also happens to be true.
Oh, well, if it's on a website, then I guess it's got to be true, because I was just on KRock.com, and I was looking at a video called Kevin is Gayer.
That's clearly made up, sir.
No, it's not.
That's clearly false.
You are older than the McDonald's restaurant chain, and certainly nobody listening can ever remember before there was a McDonald's restaurant.
Oh, sorry, I'm older than something that gives you a heart attack and diabetes!
I see on the website both of Barack Obama's parents.
Yeah.
You're older than both of them.
I'm older than the black one.
Yes. His parents. You're older than the black one's parents, is what Kevin's saying.
I know, but one's black and one's white, right?
Right,
that's right.
But
you're older than both of them.
I was curious just about the black one.
Yes, older than the black one.
I can never tell how old the black people are. They look good when they get old.
Is that right?
How does that work?
I don't know.
Black don't crack. That's how it works.
They have a youthful appearance.
Yes, they
do. Well into their old age. Look at Sidney Poitier. He looks great.
He does. It's true. You can use a little of that.
Sidney Poitier reference.
Very rare.
I heard, tell me if this is true, you used to own Sidney Poitier's grandparents. Is that true?
How dare you?
No, that is not true, I believe.
That is not true. I did have Ruby D's folks, though.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Things younger than JohnMcCain.com. You are older, sir, than Mount Rushmore.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I am old. Hey, wait a minute, though. I'm going to start my own website. What do you think of that?
Your own website?
Things older than John McCain.
Okay. And
what a lot of great things that are older than me to show you that old isn't necessarily bad.
Okay, like what?
The sun.
The sun.
The sun is older than I am, and we love the sun.
Well, you're right. I mean, it's hard to argue with that. True.
Gold.
Gold?
Okay.
Gold is older than me.
All right.
And everyone loves gold.
So the sun and
especially
gold.
My young wife. She loves it.
I bet she does.
Candy.
Candy.
Who doesn't like candy? I could use a nice peppermint stick right now.
Yeah, peppermint sticks haven't really been popular in this country since the 40s, Mr. McCain.
Oh, sorry. I thought everybody was sucking them.
No. No, they're not.
That's... Jumper cables.
Jumper cables.
Older than me.
Really? Are you sure about that? Because it seems like the car. Okay. The car would have been invented when you were still a young man, I think.
Yeah, probably. But someone maybe had jumper cables before they had cars.
I'm guessing no.
Just sitting out there and wonder what I'm going to do with these things someday. That they're going to come in handy. Ankles.
Ankles.
Ankles are older than I am.
Well, okay. Yeah.
What would you do without an ankle?
I guess that's true.
Wouldn't be able to run. You just jump. Up and down, couldn't go forward, legs won't bend.
Right.
Not the foot.
Right.
Okay, you got that one, I guess.
Crabs.
Crabs are older than you.
Crabs are older than me. And I'm not talking about the pubic ones.
Oh.
I'm talking about the tasty ones that you eat.
Okay.
With drawn butter and crackers so you can take the shell off. Oh, crabs.
Senator? You seem distracted. You all right?
Wish I could still eat those. Can't anymore.
You can't eat those?
Got the acid reflux now. Jesus. Jesus older than me.
Jesus is older than you.
Got a problem with Jesus?
No.
You hippies?
No, we don't.
You hate Jesus?
No.
We didn't say anything
like
that.
No, you hate him.
No, he's great.
Then how about that?
All right. Jesus is older than you.
That's right.
And it's all good.
Rodney Bingenheimer.
Well, no question about
older
that.
Older than me.
Yeah, that's
older
true.
Older than you. That is true.
Look at him.
Yeah.
He's still smarter than ever. Sharp as a tack.
That's true.
Weenie roast yay for yesay.
You heard that, did you?
Time to put him down.
You could be right. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Tuesday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
Speaking of Pitt, I got several angry emails from listeners who are saw on the eBay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That some douchebag says he's got Pitt tickets up for auction.
Yes.
Yeah, what about that?
On eBay for $4,000.
What?
Or best offer.
Yes.
And he's selling them. That guy is a liar. He's a lying liar who lies. He does not have Pitt tickets because we have all the Pitt tickets.
So Caleb
has all of the Pitt tickets. No one else has Pitt tickets but us.
So that guy is just hoping to get some?
Exactly.
He is
bluffing in the hope that he'll be able to come up with some by the time the auction closes. So don't be fooled, kids, by the eBay sellers who claim that they have great seats to offer for your hard-earned dollars. Because, first of all, they haven't gone on sale yet. So even the scalpers haven't been able to buy them yet.
Tomorrow 5.
Nobody has them, but our listeners who have won them here on the station. So everyone else who's just putting up these ads and stuff, they are just hoping, and in some cases expecting, that they will have tickets by the time they sell them off to you. But they don't have any yet. So don't panic.
Good point, Ralph.
Still got a shot to buy your tickets tomorrow at 5 and also to win them here. And try not to buy tickets from the scalpers, because none of the money the exorbitant fees they charge you for the tickets go to any of the charities. Versus what we do here with K-Rock when we sell the tickets. The proceeds go to the charities. So
we're doing it Wednesday at 5, the week of the show, because we don't want them to have all the turnaround time.
Right, because this way they'll be less likely to buy a whole bunch of tickets because they might be afraid they won't be able to sell them in time for the show on Saturday. So we're doing what we can, people. We're doing what we can.
Which is very little at times.
Right.
But it's the best of our capabilities.
It's something.
It's something. Speaking of something, did you catch the new episode of American Gladiators last night?
No.
Oh! Oh!
Did they shoot little tennis balls at each other and joust?
First of all, bite me. Yeah, there was that in there. But they've added some new elements, too, and some new competition, some new sports.
Oh.
Like rocket ball.
Rocket ball.
Yeah, it's the coolest thing ever. They have a basketball hoop-type apparatus about 50 feet in the air.
Okay.
And they got you on a bungee cord. And they hold you down. Then they release you, and you fly through the air on the bungee cord, and you have to try to slam dunk the ball while the gladiators are trying to knock the ball out of your hand and protect the basket.
All right, that's pretty cool.
Come on! How cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
I was very excited last night about the new episode. It was very, very exciting.
You got to be cool and eat fruit.
I will be cool and eat fruit, Hulkster.
The Hulkster was still on the program?
Hulkster's still there?
Did he announce Rocketball? And what would that have sounded like?
I don't know, Bean. What would that sound like?
It's time for Rocketball, brother.
Nice. Wow. Done.
The only guy worse at announcing American Gladiator than the actual Hulkster. All right, let's take a look at the showbiz news, shall we? Is Hayden Panettiere a lesbian?
Oh, I wish.
I hope so.
We can only hope.
Sadly, no.
No.
However, there have been rumors to that effect. I guess any attractive woman in Hollywood eventually has to deal with those rumors.
Sure.
Much like almost every good-looking guy in Hollywood has to get the gay rumors once in a while. Yep. Yeah. They really haven't made it, I think. Until you start getting the gay rumors. That's when
you know. My abs, they go, he can't be straight. Look at him.
I know.
I know what you're talking about. Same deal, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
your abs?
Yeah.
Usually when they look at your abs, they say, I can't believe he's not in a wheelchair. Because it looks like he never moves anywhere. I think he'd be bedridden.
I am human veal. That is true. You're right about that.
But Hayden has been dealing with these lesbian issues, and the British tabloid The London Sun addressed them with her, and she said she's fine with the gossip. Doesn't bother her at all.
Excellent.
And if she were a lesbian, which she isn't, but if she were...
Yes.
Here are several women she would consider having an affair with.
All right, now.
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, that's hot.
Jessica Alba.
Another good choice.
Kate Beckinsale.
Oh.
Yay!
And, last but certainly not least, Charlize Theron.
Well, of course.
Nice list.
That's a good list
indeed.
He's got good taste in women.
Mm-hmm. Is this a real story? Or is this something you dreamt, Ralph?
Sometimes I write my own show business.
Right. It sounds like
this
good
is
to
one
be
of
true.
Those stories. You know, Charlize is going to come on the show next month.
No, she is.
Or
yes.
Maybe a month and a half.
When you're on vacation, right?
We're for Hancock. She's coming in to talk about the new Will Smith movie, Hancock, that she stars co-stars with. Maybe we can set up a love connection. Maybe we can try to get Hayden on the phone or something and introduce those two.
All right. I mean, if we have to.
I'm just saying.
If you're saying we have to, then of course I will.
Do some good in this world. Charlie Sheen and his fiancée, Brooke Mueller, are trying to do some good in this world. They've got an upcoming wedding. Mistake. And they've said that, look, we've got everything we could possibly want. We're both happy, healthy, well off. No gifts, please, for those who are coming to our wedding, but this is what we'd like you to do. They're asking that the guests to their wedding make a donation to a charity called the Chrysalis Foundation, and that's an organization based here in Los Angeles that works on changing people's lives through getting them employment, through training them and getting them jobs, which
cool.
Certainly sounds like a worthy organization. So they're asking people to do that in lieu of gifts, which I think is an excellent, excellent decision. I think more rich celebrity types should do that because what could you possibly get these people they can't afford themselves?
Yes. Yeah, of course.
Well, a hooker, I guess. You get Charlie a hooker.
I think he's got that handled.
Got that handled.
He's got that end handled. Lance Bass says now he regrets splitting up with Ryken Lemkul. Lemkul. Ryken Lemkul.
Because he wanted to take that last name?
Because he really wanted to be Mr. Lemkul.
Now, Kevin, you know who we're talking about, because I know sometimes you get Lance Bass, the NSYNC gay singer, confused with Lance Armstrong, the Tour de France bike winner. You know which one we're talking about here, right?
The gay biker.
This is the gay biker.
Two guys.
You got
two guys. Well, gay singer, straight biker.
Okay.
One ball biker.
Right.
Straight. No.
This is
gay two ball singer.
Gay one ball.
No. Straight one ball.
Straight one ball.
Gay two balls.
Gay two balls.
Sometimes more. Sometimes four balls.
I can remember it that way.
Yes.
All right.
Multiple balls.
Yes.
Bass. Singular ball, Crow.
Armstrong.
Right.
Not Crow.
No.
Armstrong.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway, apparently the two bumped into each other at a charity event, and Lance started begging Ryken to come back to him. Sadly, for Lance, Ryken told him they just want to be friends.
Okay.
Ryken said he's already got a new boyfriend with the initials PM.
PM.
Is that what he said, really?
Yeah.
PM.
P standing for psycho.
Oh.
Oh.
Sure. M.
Mike,
out
of Mike.
But I don't want to try to out anybody. And Nick Lachey's got to pay the price for flirting.
Uh-oh.
According to Star Magazine, you've seen those pictures of Nick Lachey and Matt Leinart hanging out at that party?
Mm-mm. Did not know.
You haven't seen them?
No.
Leinart and Nick Lachey doing like beer bongs and got their hats on backwards, just like two jackhole frat boys.
Right.
Matt Leinart's the head of a National Football League team.
I don't know if you'd consider him NFL.
Well, semi-pro. Anyway, and he's doing beer bongs with Nick Lachey at a party. Looking like an ass. And so there's photos of Nick also flirting with several scantily clad girls at the party.
Right.
Guess who saw the photos wasn't pleased? Nick's girlfriend, Vanessa Manillo.
Ooh.
Apparently the photos caused such a rift in their relationship that Nick had to apologize and buy her several hundred dollars in jewelry to smooth things over.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't hurt.
That's how that rolls.
Yeah.
That's your lesson for the day, boys.
Whore.
An apology doesn't mean nothing. I almost said the bad word.
Yes, you did.
If it's not, N-word? If it's not accompanied. No, the S
what
word.
The, okay.
If it's not accompanied with. What was that all about? That was, Mike's got gay porn up on the screen.
Just keep going. I don't know what Mike's doing.
Apology means nothing unless it's accompanied by jewelry, is what I was trying
Pablo
to say.
Pablo Picasso.
Mike, really?
Why are you looking at gay porn?
Why do you think he is?
It's Jackass World. I apologize. It's not my fault. It's not good.
Pablo Picasso.
Oh, I'm so disappointed.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Actress Bea Arthur.
Oh.
Who I believe is also older than John McCain. It's another thing you can put on the list.
I think she is.
She is 86 years old today. Harvey Keitel, very talented actor who should keep his clothes on.
69.
He is indeed. Stevie Wonder is 58 years old today. You wonder if they ever play Find the Cake with Stevie?
Oh.
And they roll it out with the candles. And he's going to try to blow it out. They keep moving it. No, over here. No, over here. It's getting warmer. Stephen Colbert of the Colbert Report is 44 years old today. And Darius Rucker of Hootie and the Blowfish turns 42 years old today. And if we had more time, we'd tell you about the time Kevin blinded him with a laser pointer.
And got kicked out of the Grammys. And had to apologize.
Well, I guess we did just tell you the story.
Yeah, that's about it.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We are going to do a contest for K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta tickets, including tickets in the pit.
Ooh.
And including a warm-up show with Metallica tomorrow night.
No kidding.
Come on.
Both.
Well, yeah, think about it. I mean, Metallica, I don't know when the last time officially was they played a concert. It has to be several years by now, though. So they're getting priming the pump a little bit before the Weenie Roast this weekend. So you get a chance to see him at the Wiltern, and you get a chance to see him in the pit. And I guess you can go ahead and call right now if you want to play the game. It's going to be the Orchestra de la Raza at 1-800-520-1067. In the meantime, Christine Polanco from Pomona already won this hour's tickets in the pit. We got more of those on the way as well. I don't think there's a little boy out there, Kevin, who didn't at one point grow up in his life and say, one day I'm going to be a professional athlete. I mean, that's just, that kind of comes with the territory. If you're born with nuts, you pretty much want to play a sport at some point. Am I right?
That's true, yeah.
And every once in a while, the dream comes true, and we're very excited to welcome to the show for the first time, Blake DeWitt, the third baseman for your Los Angeles Dodgers, on the phone with us right now.
Hey, Blake.
Good morning, Blake. How are you, man?
Good. How are y'all?
We're doing great. You're in, it's got to be weird that you have a job that requires you to be in Milwaukee today. I mean, do you ever get used to that kind of schedule?
It's pretty tough. I guess the time change and stuff can be pretty crazy at times.
Plus, it's Milwaukee.
Yeah. You know, you're in L.A. and you know it's pretty warm, and then you know, you get off the plane here and it's pretty chilly.
Yeah.
Now, how long have you been playing professional ball? I know this is your first season in the bigs, but how long were you in the minors before you came up?
I signed in 2004 after I graduated from high school. And so I guess that's 4 years, I guess, 3.5 years, 4 years.
What percentage of players skip the college route and go from high school to professionals?
I don't even know the percentages. I would say, you know, the majority of the players go to college first.
Right.
And, you know, it's probably a little easier transition coming out of college to go to professional baseball. I mean, high school, there's, you know, you're still pretty immature as a person and a player, so it's usually pretty tough to come straight into pro ball.
Sure. And when you're down there, when you're playing for a club like the Ogden Raptors or something, are you so excited that you're playing ball for a living, or are you always just every day, every night thinking about, my God, I've got to get out of here and move up through the ranks to a higher club?
The situation I was in Ogden, you know, it was great. We lived with host families and had a great host family and gained some great relationships out there. And but you lived at home for 18 years, and all of a sudden you find yourself in Ogden, Utah, and can be pretty overwhelming thinking about it.
What do you mean you lived with host families? That's what you do when you're going for an out-of-town tournament in high school or something.
Right.
Yeah, I was shocked about that. You know, your first year of rookie ball, I guess they try to make it an easy transition for you. And
I see.
So they put you in host families that first year. And it was a good experience.
When did you find out this year that you were going to be called up to play for the Dodgers?
I guess it really wasn't until opening day.
Wow.
And what's that phone call like? Do they call you in the office and give you the good news, or do they call you, or what happens?
They told me to show up to the field, and, I was there opening day, and, was told that made the team was going to be playing.
But wait a minute. They told you to just show up at the field? They didn't give you any more details?
I kind of had an idea. But once I got there that opening day, they let me know.
That's pretty cool.
What's it like when you walk out onto a major league diamond for your first ever at bat?
It was exciting. I had a bunch of thoughts running through my head.
You have a bunch of family there to see you?
I did. And definitely thinking about that. And it's just something that, you'd work for your whole life and dreamed about, and, that dream was coming true, so it was a really good feeling.
Tell us about the reception that your teammates gave you after your first big league home run.
it was pretty good. I hit that first home run and was coming in the dugout all excited, and I looked down the dugout and everybody's sitting there.
Just kind of looking, just kind of staring, didn't care.
I took my helmet off, started to put it up, and sure enough, everybody jumped up.
There is a long tradition in sports, and particularly in baseball, about hazing the rookie. Did they do anything else to you, shaving cream in the shoes or anything like that, or was that their welcome to the club, the way they gave you the cold shoulder after the homer?
So far, that's been the only thing. There's a few guys you have to watch out for on the team that may get you if you're not paying attention, but so far that's been all.
I didn't see the inside the park home run. That seems like that doesn't happen very often. Were you surprised when you were coming around toward third?
Yeah, I definitely didn't think I'd be the one to do it. But not too quick. But, as I came around second, was looking at Larry Boa, the third base coach, and, saw him waving me on to home. I was pretty shocked.
Yeah, no kidding. It's such a thrill to see a young guy make it to the club and then do as well as you have. I mean, you've got one of the best batting averages on the team so far, knock wood. But I mean, even though you're a professional, and even though, as you said, you've dreamed about this and trained for this for many years, there have to come times, Blake, where you're out on the field and you're going, that's Nomar Garciaparra. That's a guy that I was watching on TV when I was in junior high school, and now you're playing on the same team with him as equals. It still has to blow your mind.
I guess I would say, spring training, I was able to get over that kind of stuff and, realize it's just baseball because, I did grow up watching Nomar and, a bunch of players.
Yeah, of course.
And it's kind of, players you grew up watching and looking up to and, trying to learn things from, and now all of a sudden you're playing with them. So, yeah, there's definitely a little transition period there where I had to get over and just be like, okay, this is just baseball. Just go out and have fun.
Well, it's really exciting, and the Dodgers are making it so exciting for their fans this year. If Arizona weren't having the most unbelievable year ever, you guys would be in first place with the way you're playing right now, but they're making it a little bit tougher for you in the division this year.
Yeah, I mean, they're a good team. There's a lot of good teams in this division, and, we're just going to have to keep playing hard because anything can happen, and we got a really good team, and if we keep this up through the year, we got to feel pretty good about it.
Sure. This week the Dodgers are playing the Brewers. You can see them on Prime Ticket tonight starting at 5:05, and of course this weekend is when interleague play starts, so if you want to see Dodgers versus Angels, that's going to be this weekend starting Friday. So, Blake, congratulations, man, for making it to the show and your first interview on the Kevin and Bean Sean K-Rock. We enjoyed talking to you, dude.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. Best of luck. We have a very special prize for you today. We have tickets for you to go to the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2008.
Aye, aye, aye.
We also have tickets for you to see Metallica at the warm-up show tomorrow night at the Wiltern.
Ooh.
That is both tickets for a winner right here.
Nice.
On the Kevin and Bean Show, and we're going to do it with the Orchestra de la Raza.
I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
And with our powers combined, we are El Orchestra de la Raza. Si se puede!
Here we go.
You put out a memo to try to get this part taken out. Pum, pum. Pum, pum.
Dave, Mike, Orchestra de la Raza, good morning, boys.
This isn't Dave and Mike.
Well, this? Why do you announce yourselves that way on the intro, a-holes?
Good point.
All right. How does the Orchestra de la Raza work for the folks who've never heard the game before and our contestants waiting to play on hold, please?
Well, I'm Dick Whiskey and my man Wangbone over here. We're going to play Metallica songs for you, and you just got to tell us which one it is. The key, though, is that we're going to play them with our mouths.
Yeah!
Rock and roll!
Okay. So you know it's a Metallica song.
Yeah!
Here's another clue is that they are not necessarily doing the vocal parts. They're doing the music.
No lyrics, bitch!
Just bring in the rock! Okay, so they just have to tell you what song you're attempting to do by Metallica with your mouth. And if they're right, they go into the drawing to win tickets, not only for the Metallica warm-up show at the Wiltern, but this weekend's K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2008 in the pit.
In the pit.
Let's meet our first contestant. His name is Cronus on line one, please. That sounds like a good rock and roll name.
That was my first
Metallica
band.
Fan.
Cronus!
Cronus, good morning. Welcome to K-Rock.
How you doing, guys?
Good, thanks.
All right, listen up. Here's the Orchestra de la Raza. Listen closely, then tell us what song it is they're doing from Metallica.
Here we go, Cronus. Bam, 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 bam! Bam, bam!
Whoa, hold on. Guys, hold on. Cronus is right there. All right, that's right.
Hey, Cronus,
what was it again?
Sad but true.
Sad but true.
Yeah, absolutely right. Easy. Well done, my friend.
Nice rock, man.
Nicely done. And way to cut them short. Thank you, Cronus. All right, let's go to Daniel in Los Angeles. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Kevin.
All right, you ready for the Orchestra de la Raza?
Yep.
David Mike, a.k.a. Dick Whiskey Wangbone, doing a Metallica song. Tell us what it is.
All right, stand by, boys. Yes, Daniel, you had a guess.
Enter Sandman
is right. Yes.
Yeah. Anytime we have the opportunity to cut the guys off, we're going to do it. I'm sorry.
He got it right already. Thank you.
Of course he did.
Look at that. We got some fans this time. Yeah. I'm glad.
We're awesome.
Pretty cool. Yeah, you're awesome. That's what I meant. Let's go to Brian in Northridge. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
All right, listen, if you can cut off the Orchestra de la Raza, please let us know if you have the correct answer ahead of time. Okay, here we go.
Ready? You ready, Wang?
Wang.
Here we go.
Wang. Yes! He got it. Shut up. He got it. Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome.
Oh, right, so, hey, I'm supposed to be playing these. So you can compare.
That'd be nice.
Sorry, that's all my bad.
I'm sorry, somebody's batting 1,000.
Yeah.
The listeners.
Let's try Brad in Mission Viejo. 3 for 3 so far. Brad, welcome to the Orchestra de la Raza. Good morning.
Morning, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Hello.
All right, here's your Metallica song.
Bum, 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 ba, bum, 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 ba, bum, ba, wow, wow.
Yes! Wait, hold on, guys. Hold on. Say it again, Brad.
Master Puppets.
Oh, what? I thought he had the right answer.
I thought
Thanks
he
for
said
cutting us off. Thanks for cutting us off. I thought he said
we wanted fade to black this time. Sorry, dude. Thanks for playing, though, anyway.
I thought that's what he said before he chose it to Master
I think we got time for one more. Let's try Darren in Azusa. He's on line 5. Good morning, Darren, our final contestant for El Orchestra de la Raza. You ready for your song?
Yes, I am.
All right. Listen up.
But wow, 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 wow. 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 Wow, 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 wow.
All right, Darren. All right, guys. Darren,
what do you think?
I'm sorry.
No, sorry. We already did that one. Actually, we're looking for Wherever I May Roam this time.
Right. It was pretty good, by the way.
It was. All right, so we got your Cronus, we got your Daniel, we got your Brian. Those are the three. Do I have that right?
That is correct.
Okay, Lisa's going to do the drawing, find out who wins tickets to the Weenie Warm-Up Show at the Wiltern with Metallica and, of course, the show this weekend from K-Rock.
The winner is Brian in Northridge.
Brian, congratulations. Metallica tomorrow night.
Yeah!
And Metallica at the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta on Saturday.
Thank you, guys.
Nicely done. Thank you, Orchestra. Okay, thank you.
El Orchestra de la Raza. Si se puede.
Kevin Bean, Afro Line on the air, 323-520-AFRO. By the way, we had former sports guy Money on last hour. He's going to the, if he goes back to Utah with the Lakers to play the Jazz, he says Zac Efron comes to all the games. My boyfriend from High School Musical, he's going to try to get him on the phone for me.
How cool would that be? Exciting for you.
And if he can't get me on the phone, he's going to have him call the Afro Line. So we got to definitely be trolling the Afro Line to see if Sweet Zach calls in. I'm just saying.
I can't do this anymore.
I'm just saying.
Because there's people out there that are listening. They're going to go, wow, that guy's serious.
I just love Zach so much.
You don't love him, though.
I do, though. He's awesome.
God
with awesome sauce on top.
Damn you.
First, though, the Kevin Bean Afro Line.
Awesome with awesome sauce on top.
Kevin Bean Afro Line is on the air today. Unfortunately,
God damn it.
It's a Zach-free edition
seriously.
Today.
What do we have to do?
Call us at
323. Why don't you go work on K? Was there a gay station?
K-gay?
Is there any gay station someplace? You need to be on it.
Just Kiss FM. That's the only one. 323-520-AFR is the number if you want to call. This is the Zach-free edition of the Kevin Bean Afro Line for a Wednesday morning or Tuesday.
I just
want to
know if Psycho Mike has been to Jody Monroney's Sausage Kingdom in Arcadia.
Yeah.
Sausage Kingdom.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I have.
Of course he has. We don't normally make much of a difference in people's lives, but this one day for this one girl, thank you.
Yeah, it's 6:45, and I just got up, got in my car to go to work. It's Monday, sucks. But then the Kevin and Bean team song was playing, and everything's going to be all right.
How about that? Everything's going to be okay.
Lisa Bay, we all have movies that everyone seems to like that we missed.
Yeah.
And then don't get now, in retrospect. She's not so happy about the movie Dazed and Confused. And this
horrible
is a little
movie.
It's a little leftover hate from that.
Girls, we don't like the movie Dazed and Confused. Oh,
was that you, Mike?
No. Truer words were never spoken.
Oh, God. I've been trying for a long time to put my finger on what exactly is wrong with Tila Tequila's looks lately. Mm-hmm.
Tila Tequila looks like the Drop the Chalupa Taco Bell dog with Down syndrome.
Oh, wow. That's true. That's pretty accurate, I think.
She wasn't hot to begin with, but she's getting less hot every year, and I don't know why that's happening either.
Listener Dave, another return call.
Bean, this is Listener Dave. I missed Gossip Girl yesterday. Can you tell me what happened? XOXO.
No, I cannot.
Liar.
He knows, he just doesn't want to say it.
Admit it.
When you're drunk, you find a lot of things funny, and you find them exceedingly funny. They're not necessarily funny to everyone else.
I just noticed that some interesting articles of clothing are missing from my closet. I think Lindsay Lohan might have come over and stolen some pieces. Lindsay Lohan.
Put down the pipe.
That's pretty good. People recording their responses to salvia.
Well, I just took some salvia. The effects should kick in any time now.
Bean! Oh, God, I see Bean! The strongly worded letter.com! Ah!
How dare you?
That's terrible.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Did you guys see Bill O'Reilly freak out about the teleprompter? So, gotta check it out.
Yeah, we did the internet roundup. We're going to give you some more clips a little bit later on, but we tried to bring you this clip, which was quickly taken down by our own company.
It was?
Yes. And is no longer available.
Bastards.
Okay. So, but we did get the audio before they took it down so that we could not actually put it on the internet roundup. Yes, Bean.
Now, this is Bill O'Reilly back before he was hosting the O'Reilly Factor on Fox, back when he was on the Current Affair, is that the show, Ralph,
yes,
that he did? Yeah, Current Affair.
Yeah, he was the anchor for a Current Affair back in the day.
Current Affair, all right. This is him very upset. Apparently they have a sting video that they're going to use at the end of the show, and they're trying to get him to tease it, and he doesn't like what's being said.
Whatever it is, it's not right on a teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
No, there it is. We are going to do sting, yeah.
Okay, but this, okay. Now, I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Okay, true.
There's no words there to play us out. What does that mean, to play us out?
Sting is going to do, it's a video.
What is...
For credits.
I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
All right, go, go.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is a...
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a... I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
Well, no. We'll do it live! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Thing sucks!
He seems like,
wow,
a delight,
doesn't he? Who knew to hang out and have a beer with him?
Oh,
it's Inside Edition, by the way.
Inside
the show.
Edition.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, there you go.
What a fun little guy. We're kind of out of time, but we have somebody on the line that we want to talk to. Is
Let's
that right?
Let's run a little late. I'll shorten up showbiz.
Mike?
Yeah.
You're the dude that has the pit tickets auctions on eBay?
Well, according to you guys, I don't, but yeah. Just keep on dropping my name on the air and telling people I don't.
Nicely done.
Easy, Tiger.
Wow. Okay, recap, Ralph, for people who maybe weren't listening when you brought this up earlier this morning.
Guy's got tickets, pit tickets, he says, on auction on eBay for $4,000. And we have the pit tickets here. We've been giving them out to our listeners on air.
I'm aware of that. Have you guys ever heard of season ticket holders? Do you know what that is?
No, what does that mean?
Season ticket holders? No, what's that strange phrase?
Well, that's people that don't have to call up the radio all day because they actually have money to buy tickets for every show at the venue.
Right, but these have not been for sale yet, dude.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Okay.
Wait, are you saying that you have a deal with the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater where you get pit tickets for every show? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I have tickets for Iron Maiden and everything else.
Right, but you don't have the pit tickets for this show.
If you say so, guys, just...
That's what
care.
We're saying.
I was just
that
calling
that
up
is what we're saying. That is what we're saying. We're saying you don't have them, so your auction is bogus.
Well, I'm saying I do have them, and I will have my winning bidder call up your show after the show and tell you how much easier it was to just go through me and call your station and have to suffer through Blink 182 all day to get tickets.
You're a delight.
Sure, all our listeners with $4,000 for a show. Pass.
Yeah. So you're marking up your tickets that you have thousands of dollars.
His tickets that he doesn't have.
That he doesn't have.
Yeah.
Rather than have money that goes to charity.
The money is still going to charity. I still paid for the tickets the same price that everybody else would pay.
Yeah.
That's going to charity. The rest is going to my charity.
But they're not on sale yet, so you don't have them, so you're just an a-hole.
I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's say it right now. Let's come up with an idea, whereas if you were thinking about bidding on this guy's tickets, don't, and we'll do the same thing on KROQ.com. Why don't we have an auction, and we can throw in like a limo ride and backstage passes, and you can meet those of us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And for the same asking price that he's asking, only we'll donate all of the proceeds from that auction to our charities.
Excellent. All right, Mike. Good looking out.
All right, that sounds like a good idea, guys.
Okay, bye now.
Douchebag. Do not buy this guy's tickets.
No, do not. He doesn't have them, first of all. He doesn't.
Right, so don't fall for that. Right. And then don't do anything for him.
Yeah, he's an a-hole. But that's a good idea, because then all of the proceeds will go to the charity.
If somebody wants to pay $4,000 for tickets, we can do it and make sure the money goes to charity. How about that?
There you go. All right. And everybody else, flood that with bogus bids if you can find it.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
$1 billion for me in gold bullion. All right. We'll be right back with the Ralph Show.
I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
You know, two's your...
Yeah. Kid's
birthday.
Age, yeah.
That's not a confusing commercial.
Six
is how many?
Seven's your favorite number.
Inches. Half of a ruler is.
855 times.
855 is the time. Right, that's like nine numbers now.
Yeah, it's too many.
Yeah, it's too many numbers. See House last night?
No.
Anyone see House last night?
I saw House.
Taped it.
I saw House.
Fred Durst was on House last night.
Yeah.
Fred Durst of Limp Bizkit fame.
That's the guy, right.
Was on House acting.
That must make you very happy.
Ah! Come it, on.
It was his best work since the cell phone sex video, though, Ralph.
That's true. Came off better in this than he did in that, but just made my blood burl.
Well, you do love two things in life. You love House, you love Limp Bizkit.
He got to work with Hugh Laurie.
Yeah, he did.
Laurie's sitting in a bar, and he plays a bartender across from him.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's not right. It's just not right. But you know what made it better?
What a honked up episode that was, by the way.
But you make it sound bad when you say honked up. Don't say that. Say what a fantastically wonderful episode that was.
No, I think they pulled it off. They definitely, I think they reached for the stars, though, on that one. And I think they got pretty close. I really do.
Casey Kasem.
Did they keep their feet firmly on the ground?
They did keep their feet in the ground. Yeah, they did.
But it was Cuddy in a strip tease dressed as a Catholic school.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's what I'm talking about.
Lisa Edelstein's body, everybody,
is unbelievable.
No
kidding. She's nuts.
I like it. I like it. It's a hit. I think I'll keep watching it.
Even my wife wow, she's got a great body.
That's she
right,
does.
Baby.
I love House, but I feel like some of the episodes this season have jumped the shark a little bit, Ralph. I really liked when he kidnapped the soap opera doctor last week. That was just absurd.
Can't wait to see you Saturday at Wieners so I can punch you in the face.
But I thought last night they pulled it off.
Just punch you right in the face. This season has been awesome.
You may love too much, though, in this case, Ralph. You may be willing, because of your love for the show, to accept anything that they... I think you're too deeply involved in that show to be... to be critical anymore.
You may be right, but on the other hand, go F yourself.
Right, I understand.
So you got that going for you.
Guys, want to talk to Amy real quick?
Amy.
Promotions director?
Oh, I love her. I love our promotions director, Amy. She's the magician who makes these events happen.
Hey, Amy.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
You heard our phone call with that douchebag?
I didn't. Unfortunately, I was in the shower.
Oh sweet Jesus.
All right, here's the question.
Are you still naked?
No, I'm in the car right now. I'm
Are you naked in the car?
No.
Oh. Come on, Amy, play along.
Amy, here's
would it hurt you to say yes once in a while?
Can we get to the thing?
Even if she's not, would it hurt you to say
the size of her boobs?
Yes.
Oh, she's unbelievable. All right, Amy, listen. Here's the question we have for you. So we had on the guy that you told us about who's selling the tickets for $4,000 in the pit. You pointed out to us that nobody has pit tickets because they haven't been printed yet. They haven't been distributed. We just started giving them away on the show this morning. He claims that he has some sort of a season ticket pass with the venue that allows him to have pit tickets for every show there. Is that possible?
They're on season ticket holders, but they do not have pit tickets. I personally held every single pit ticket so we could start giving them away today.
Okay, so
he may have seats somewhere in the venue, but he doesn't have pit tickets.
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
So he's a scumbag douchebag. I'd like to punch that guy in the face.
Well, Amy does a lot of work behind the scenes with the ticket on sale, with the Wiener Roast and everything. And these scalpers drive us more crazy than they drive you. And I know that's hard to believe because people email us all the time. They go, these guys are alien.
Yeah, we don't want them to sell those tickets for a profit.
Of course not.
It's not what we want at all.
Amy, we were suggesting that perhaps we do our own auction so that all of the money that could have been bid on those in the pit, could we do that and then all the money would go to charity?
Absolutely.
Okay,
I'd love
excellent.
To do that.
Great. Right, let's
that's
do that.
Better.
Yeah,
that's way better.
We'll even make the package better. We'll give them passes and hell, we'll send a car for them. I mean, if you guys want to auction off tickets and make more money for the charity, I'm all for that.
Yeah, fantastic. If someone's willing to pay $4,000 for pit tickets, let's us do it. That way the money we know can go into the right hands and get to the charity instead of I reek of awesomeness.
Yeah, right. And everybody else, I think that site needs to be flooded with fake bids.
Absolutely.
I do too. And he does not, just to recap, if you're planning on bidding with him, he does not have pit tickets. That's what Amy's saying.
So create false accounts on eBay and then just bid enormous amounts of money.
I'm going to bid $4 billion when I get off the island.
I'm going to bid $5 billion.
Oh, shoot.
I love you guys.
All right, Amy, we'll start there.
Thanks,
Amy. We'll get some details behind the scenes. Thank you, Amy.
Thanks.
Bye. That's awesome.
She's the best.
It never even occurred to me that Amy takes showers. Think what that must be like. Oh, my God.
How can it not occur to you that a human being
because
takes showers?
All the times I've thought of her naked, I've never thought of her in the shower. But that happens every single day. That is the luckiest water ever.
I often thought just baths, not a shower, just like a bubble bath.
Yeah,
and then
she's something else.
She lets she raises 1 foot out of the bathtub and just props it, with her toes pointed up against the tile wall and slowly but gently washes each leg with like a sponge.
These are like the hottest tits I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Check them out. Whoa. I knew she had a hot rack.
Yeah.
Sure does.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Those are so hot. Oh.
That's Bean. Bean's the last guy there.
Yeah. Sorry.
And she throws her head back. She's just
I love her so
everywhere.
Much. You know? Yeah.
Sir, you had a question?
How far is the like the festival from the Marriott Palm Desert, do you know?
It's quite a ways. It's in Irvine.
I wouldn't stay there. I wouldn't stay there.
It doesn't seem like a good place to stay.
I mean, you could, Dave, but that's you.
Do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available, do you know?
I'm sure there is, because the event is nowhere near the Marriott, so you're probably got tons of rooms. You might get a deal, actually.
I'd love to, introduce the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Gosh, right, I don't think they're performing in this particular event, but...
Wouldn't it be cool to have them come out and introduce them, though?
It would.
Just
and,
because.
And bring out the offspring.
And then bring out the real band?
Right.
Yeah. All right.
You had one more thing, sir?
Coach Fantastico.
Okay, Coach Fantastico.
Thank you.
William Shatner's got a new autobiography that hits bookstores today. We got to talk to the Shat, right?
We do. Sure. Yes, absolutely.
Because apparently this is he's written books about his life before. One's called Star Trek Memories. I know he talked about just on the set, what happened on the set, and another one he wrote about making the Star Trek movies. But this is apparently his entire autobiography, his whole life story.
Okay.
And there are apparently some more interesting stories than he let on before, because he talks about the Star Trek groupies in this book.
Yes.
Where he said, we were treated like rock stars. I was told there were female Trekkies who kept lists of all the cast members with whom they slept. I was told this.
Right, sure.
Wink, wink. If a page could wink, that's what that page would be doing to you, is to read the book. During much of this time, I was single, and I had opportunities to be with many women, and I grasped a great many of them.
Sure.
Never at warp speed, though.
No,
wink, wink.
That's true.
He took his time, I bet.
See?
Captain's log. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
yes, we do.
I don't think you know what I'm saying.
Set phasers on stun?
That's right.
I think we do.
Set phasers other... on.
I saw some excerpts from the book in the paper today, Ralph, and I didn't realize that Leonard Nimoy was an alcoholic during Star Trek, which is part of what caused the rift between those two.
Yeah.
Apparently hardcore.
He would never drink on the set, but apparently he would work all day and then go home and, take off the ears and put on the bottle.
Yeah.
What was that?
Quite the rift for many years, but now we're best friends. So yeah. Sounds like an interesting book to read.
It does indeed, especially if you're a Trekker. Like me.
This is a mess.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Bea Arthur of the Golden Girls is 86 years old today.
I feel like we're losing focus today.
You think we're all over the place?
I think so. I don't think this is our most focused show.
Harvey Keitel, 69, very talented actor.
69.
Of course, you know him from, he was the Fixer. Wolf the Fixer, remember?
Yeah.
In Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction, so yeah, good. Great. The Fixer.
You don't remember that role or that guy.
I remember
you.
The
you don't remember that guy.
They brought him
the
in
role.
To clean up the blood. I got it.
Oh, wow. Look
how
at that.
Dare
I
you?
I haven't actually known something.
How dare you question
usually
my mind?
We have to show him a picture in order to get him to register. Oh, yeah, I know that guy. Stevie Wonder's 58 years old today. We never show him a picture.
See?
No point to it. Stephen Colbert of the Colbert Report is 44 years old today. And Darius Rucker of Hootie and the Blowfish, he is 42 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Hang on, dude. Just let it fade. Let it fade.
All right, man.
Shh, hang
just
on.
Hold on a sec.
Headphones. All right. Jim Ladd.
Yeah.
All right.
We're sorry. You missed first dial is 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
This is pretty awesome, if I do say so myself. A pair of passes to the K-Rock Advance screening of Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Ralph, it's a week from tonight, May 20th, the ArcLight in Hollywood. Is that the screening that you're going to be going to, I suspect?
Tell me about it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Cannot
so that's
wait.
What you get. 1-800-520-1067. By the way, before we go to the phones, I want to thank Brooke, who wrote to us. She works for Billabong. She just put in a bid with the douchebag who's selling the pit tickets that he doesn't have for the K-Rock Weenie Roast.
Right. Uh-huh.
She sent him a bid of $696,969. So all sorts of 69s. So
nice work.
Please continue to flood his eBay listing for the pit tickets for the Wieners that he does not have.
And
ridiculous bids.
Our listeners are also just amazingly creative when they want to screw somebody over.
Oh,
someone
yeah.
sent me that dude's name and email address.
Oh, good.
So if you'd like to express how you feel about him and his auction... I probably wouldn't be able to give out the address, you know, if you asked me via email.
Well, that'd be wrong.
I probably wouldn't be able to do that.
Couldn't do that. Sure.
That's true. You couldn't. Same. No matter how much you wanted to.
Right. So, you could take a shot, but I probably won't be able to do it. So.
Let's begin with Raul in South Pasadena. Good morning, Raul.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, Raul?
What it do, baby boo? So, listen, this past Saturday, buddies of mine were drinking on Sunset, and one of our guys got completely wasted. and says he's going to the restroom. You can't find him. An hour goes by, we can't find him. So we decide to leave, and we go to the parking lot, and we see a brawl. And we get there, and my friend's right in the middle of the brawl, and it turns out he broke into a car, goes to the back seat, slept in the back seat, and completely vomited all over the vehicle.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, God.
That story has everything.
Yeah.
Except Kevin.
Except that is me.
I thought that would be Kevin.
I can't tell you how many times I've been in Vegas with friends, and then all of a sudden I realize I don't know where anyone is. I don't know where I am.
That's usually when Kevin breaks into
then
a car.
I break into a car and sleep. Throw up.
Kevin, I'm sure Ralph thought of you as I did when Dr. House wakes up in last night's episode and he doesn't have his wallet. He doesn't have his
wakes up in a strip club.
In a strip club. No idea how he got there. No memory of it.
Yeah.
How dare you?
He says, I think I've been mugged. She goes, no, you gave me a 20. The stripper says, no.
Speaking of the strippers on the show, let's talk to Beck in Simi Valley. She is on line 8. She apparently knew some of those strippers on the show last night, Ralph. Hey, Beck, you're on the Kevin and Bean Show. What'd it do?
What'd it do, nephew? What'd it do, baby boo?
What'd it do, Beck?
So I do pole dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
The strippers last night on the episode were instructors from my studio.
Oh.
And the dance that Cuddy did, the lady who owns my studio, taught her that dance.
How about that?
Well done.
You people
well
do good
done.
Work.
Wow.
Is this S Factor or one of those studios?
Oh, God, no.
No, no, no.
A good studio.
Oh,
just
how
kidding.
Dare you, young lady.
Oh, God, no.
No, but the good part is that, you know, they were dancing these girls for like 8 hours.
Yeah.
And it's hard to dance through one song, let alone 8 hours
of
the same song.
Mm-hmm.
One of them slammed her head on the pole and almost knocked herself out, the blonde.
That can happen.
Uh-huh. And the brunette broke her foot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
That's amazing.
Broke like the joint where her toe and her foot meet.
That's some good dancing
Poor
right there.
Poor girls. Do they need some care? Are they being taken care of?
Some TLC?
Do they need any nursing or anything?
She's too embarrassed to come back. We haven't seen her back at the studio.
Hey, Beck, this may be a dumb question. Maybe I just missed this, but are you a stripper? Do you work as a stripper, too?
We don't work. None of us work in clubs. We all just work in the studio, but, you know, we do.
You just do it for exercise, then?
All the exercise, the upside down, twisting,
That's
turning.
That's a waste of talent.
Right, but don't look down your nose at people who put that skill to work.
Oh, no, there's no snuffing noses. Those are hardworking girls.
That's like spending all your day in the batting cage and never going out in the field and playing a game, you know?
That's right.
We should all go out and strip. It'll be fun.
Yes!
Okay. All right, done.
Thanks for the call.
I'm not really unfamiliar with the poll.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
All right, let's go to Jonathan in Van Nuys. Good morning, Jonathan. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What'd it do? What's going on, dude?
So I was forced to watch the Tyra Banks show at the gym yesterday, and I really can't stand her. And she had a bunch of girls from the Bunny Ranch on.
Love
and
the Bunny Ranch.
The one in Reno.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And she had the nerve to basically be judging them, and she was attacking them the whole show, and I just couldn't believe she had the nerve to do that, speaking that she has a career thanks to strutting around wearing nothing.
What did she say to them?
Pretty much.
She was just sitting there talking about how they could actually do these type of things. And
she's such a whore.
Yeah, it was unreal that she was doing that, and I kind of sat there and I went, what do you think a lot of guys do when they look at you?
Used to,
before she got all fat.
Used to do.
Yeah, apparently she's not fat anymore.
Tyra Banks is a big fat whore.
Tyra is a whore, a big f***ing whore.
Big fat.
I don't agree with most Americans on this topic, but I think most people in this country do look down on hookers and do think that it's a bad line of work
but
for young
women. But who should look down their nose less than Tyra?
I'm just saying she's probably representing an awful lot of people who are watching her show feel the same way she does. I disagree with her.
Yeah. You don't invite them.
They don't know how to use their brain.
You don't invite them to your show, though, to be on just to berate them for what they do.
She does because she's
watching Bill O'Reilly.
We don't even do that.
No, we don't.
Usually we steer clear of it because we're pussies. We don't like confrontation all that much.
Well, I mean, it is kind of an a-hole move to invite them on and then go, you're bad.
Yeah. Ratings grabbing. Sweeps.
All right.
Hater.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Thanks to all of our guests on today's Kevin and Bean Show, including our friend Matt Money Smith. You can hear him on the pregame show for the Lakers versus Jazz tomorrow afternoon starting at 3:30, I think he said, something like that.
She speaks for most Americans. Tyra.
Well, do you disagree with that? That on this issue, she's probably in agreement with most Americans.
People have a screwed up viewpoint about the prostitution.
Yeah, but I'm saying who should be pointing their finger less than her.
You're right.
Also, thanks to Blake DeWitt from your Los Angeles Dodgers. Catch LA against Milwaukee starting at 5:05 on Prime Ticket. Don't forget this weekend, interleague play begins. Dodgers versus Angels.
Go Flyers!
Tomorrow morning in an all new Kevin and Bean show, we are going to talk to the executive producer of a TV show called Hurl.
Go Flyers!
That is about an eating contest.
Gee, that sounds promising.
So, yes,
Hurl. We should get Raul's friend from the from vomiting in the guy's car on that show.
He's, name of it, like a
good competitive eating, right?
Hurl, competitive eating. Yes. Yeah. Also, LaQuisha tomorrow on a Shot at Love with Tila Tequila.
Speaking of hurling, that show will make you
trying to get Lamar Odom tomorrow. He does have a game tomorrow night. We're trying to get him with the Los Angeles Lakers, and we've got your tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast in the pit. These are actual tickets, and we're going to tell you about our auction, which we will put together in a few minutes.
Great.
Kat Corbett coming up next, 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. Scars on Broadway is playing the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2008, and Kat will be playing their new song, also some Blur, Linkin Park, Sublime, Offspring, and more after this on K-Rock.